Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and the original Super Glue's Super Unix Brush-On. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this weekend? You got a project you'd like to get done? Well, we'd like to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Because that's what we do. We help you take on your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Try and decide if you want to do it yourself or hire a pro. We can sort that out. Need a source to pick up a part? Pick up an idea for your project, we might be able to help you with that as well. So reach out to us with your home improvement questions. Coming up on today's show, if we had to name a project that can really change the look of a kitchen or even a bath, replacing the countertop would definitely be high on the list because it's such a big space visually and physically. But while removing and replacing a top is a costly and complicated project, just restoring the surface with a stone coating is not. It's really easy, and it can be done in a weekend.
And there's nothing like a good steamy shower, but too much moisture can cause paint to peel and mold to grow. We're going to share a solution to keep that moisture in check just ahead.
And Consumer Reports runs thousands of products through thousands of tests every year to find the ones that provide the best performance and value. But they also point out many to avoid. We're going to share appliances that earn that not-so-prestigious do-not-buy recommendation in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. I can't even believe we're in November already, so start planning your Thanksgiving menu and figuring out what you need to do to keep your house looking great to accompany that meal. We're here to help you out.
Plus, we've got a great tool to give away to one listener drawn at random. It's the Arrow T25X WireMate Staple Gun. So let's get to it. Call us right now. Again, that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
Brian in Delaware is on the line looking for a water softening solution. Tell us what's going on.
I have hard water in my house. I need a conditioning system. I don't know a ton about them. I know there's a salt-based systems that have been around forever, and then you research some ionized-type systems. Not sure which one is the best route to go.
So if you've got hard water, that's really tough to live with because it is not good on your clothes. It doesn't feel good on your skin. It always feels like you came out of a saltwater bath when you take a shower.
And you can't get the soap off of yourself.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, shampoo and soap, it doesn't suds up, right? So you're right. You are going to need a water softener, and there are two types generally, a salt-type water softener, which is traditional and it's been around for a long time, and it works really, really well. Basically, the way a salt-based system works is it uses sodium to reduce the mineral concentrations, and in particular, it gets rid of the calcium and the magnesium that is what could damage your plumbing system or your boiler or your skin or your hair. It's also really bad when you have a tankless system because the tankless tubes are really, really small, and they can get caked up with the hard water. So salt-based systems are good. They're tried and true. There's a misconception that using a salt-based water softener adds sodium to your drinking water. It really doesn't. It's a chemistry thing. Just take my word for it. It doesn't do that. The other option, of course, is salt-free. What that really does is it crystallizes. It doesn't remove those minerals. It crystallizes them so that theoretically they won't be embedded into the water. The best way to think about it is, if you know, when you have magnets and you try to touch the positive side against the positive side of another one, it bounces it away. That's kind of what it does. It charges the hard water particles and causes them to repel each other. So you don't have that persistent feeling of the hard water in the water. But in terms of the entire house, generally, I would use those if I had maybe a smaller house. But if I had a whole home and I was dealing with this, I would definitely use a salt-based system. So I think that's the best solution.
Marta in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a set of concrete steps that are adjoined to my concrete driveway, and they are separating. The step is separating from the driveway.
Okay.
And I have like a big crack, and it's and the concrete's kind of starting to eat away. But I also have like sand coming out, and I want to know what I can do to, well, because I got to fix it. I don't know if I can just, do I use concrete in there? Do I use a sealer in there? I don't know. But I got to do something, and I don't want the crack getting bigger, especially with winter coming.
Right, and you're correct, because if you do let it get bigger, what's going to happen is water will get in there, and it'll freeze and expand. So you do want to seal that. I would take a look at quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. They've got step-by-step videos there that will take you through this process. But essentially, you're going to use one of a number of different types of crack repair or concrete repair product that they sell pre-mixed, ready to rock and roll, and you're just going to apply it. Some come in caulking tubes, for example. Some come in squeeze bottles. You apply it to those cracks, let it flow, let it settle, let it dry, and that will seal the crack and stop it from any further deterioration.
Because it's up along the house, too, and I put some concrete in there. But
well, the problem is that you can't use regular concrete, because if you put concrete in by itself, what happens is it will freeze and break and crack and fall out rather quickly. That's why you need to use the products that are designed for repair, because they both adhere to the old concrete, and then they stop the water from flowing in, and that's going to do the job. Okay, Marta?
Sounds good. It was quickcrete.com.
Quickcrete.com. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, if your kitchen countertop looks a bit beat up, restoring the surface with a stone coating is a simple, durable DIY project you can complete in a weekend. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a reno, repair, or decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, when you listen to the Money Pit, you get answers to your home improvement decor questions, and occasionally you get a chance to win a tool to help get the job done. And today we've got the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun to give away. Now, this is a particular type of staple gun that is really handy this time of year because it's known as a cable tacker. And if we're going to be hanging a lot of holiday lights, this is the perfect product for that. It's got a lot of power, it's compact, it's lightweight. It's very precise. You know exactly where the staple is going, and it's got a very simple loading mechanism, so it makes loading the staples as easy as pushing a button. It's worth $35. We're going to toss in a couple of boxes of staples, and it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Doug in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a 30-year-old home here in Northeast Texas, wanting to know the best way to upgrade my insulation in the attic. It has what I would call a look like a recycled newspaper maybe blown in there, probably about 2.5-3 inches thick, and wondering if I could just blow a new type insulation on top of it, or do I need to do preparation first?
Yeah, you can add additional insulation, and that makes a lot of sense, but I would not put new insulation on top of that old insulation because the old insulation is probably settled down, compressed, and it's not insulating as well as it should. So what I would recommend is that you remove the existing insulation. Then if you want to go with blown-in, there's actually a product out now that allows you to do your own blown-in insulation. It's from Owens Corning, and it's called Attic Cat. And the way Attic Cat works is you go to your local Home Depot and you purchase the bags of Attic Cat insulation. And if you buy 10 bags, they will give you the blowing machine for free. The rentals, there's no charge for the rental. And then the blowing machine gets positioned, you know, outside your house or in your garage or whatever. The insulation packages slide into it. It's almost like designed as a slot. You put it right in the side. You take the hose up to your attic, and it's remote controlled, so you can turn the machine on and off and control the flow. And then this type of insulation gets into the nooks and crannies, it expands nicely, and it's low dust, so it's a very easy way to do your own blown-in insulation and get a really good, contiguous, solid application of insulation in that attic.
Well, and a targeted application as well.
Yeah, and you can do a whole house in about 4 hours.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the advice. Sounds like I need to get a big vacuum cleaner to get it riddled out.
Yeah. The new insulation will go in 4 hours. Getting the old stuff out, though, that's going to be a day. Good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Susan in Pennsylvania is dealing with a woodpecker, except it's not Woody the Woodpecker giving her the heh-heh-heh-heh, although he might be as he's making holes in your house. What's going on, Susan?
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I've learned so much from listening to this show. I live with my daughter and son-in-law, and there is a woodpecker every morning who comes and has breakfast, compliments of our home. And my son-in-law has looked, and there is damage, and of course he's going to have that taken care of, but we're trying to find out how do we deter this woodpecker from coming back or just picking another spot.
Does he generally like to pick the same kind of spot?
Yeah, he seems to be right over top their bedroom, right in that area.
Oh, great. So he can wake them up in the morning. All right. So let me give you a couple of things that you can try that are really easy. One of which is to get some tin pie plates, like the aluminum pie plates. Hang them from like fishing line or you know, sort of a thin cord or something, so that they sort of dangle in the area where the woodpecker likes to hang out, because they really are annoying to the birds, and they don't like to see their reflection. They think there's other birds around, and sometimes that's all it takes to make them go away. Another thing that you can do is you could take strips of like a plastic hefty bag, cut it into like 3-inch strips so that it kind of like blows around in the breeze. That kind of has the freak out effect. And neither of these obviously hurt the birds. You don't want to leave them on for very long, but they do work pretty well at keeping the woodpeckers away from your house. And maybe they'll just decide that, you know, your neighbor's house is a better place to be.
Okay, that's fantastic, yes.
I had a woodpecker put a pretty nice size hole in the soffit material of my home, and I was re-siding and changing out all of the soffit material for like one of those AZEK type of extruded PVC product that looks like wood, but you know, obviously the woodpecker's not going to eat it. So I didn't bother repairing this pretty nice size hole that the woodpecker made, and in the process of the work happening before that soffit and fascia material came off, a whole family of squirrels moved in.
Oh, aren't you lucky? Well, thank you very much.
Well, if we had to name a project that can really change the look of a kitchen or even your bath, replacing that countertop would definitely be high on the list. But while removing and replacing a countertop can be costly and kind of a complicated project, simply resurfacing the top of that counter with a stone coating really is a simple, durable DIY project that you can complete in a weekend.
Yeah, and there's a kit that does that. It's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's kind of a simple alternative to a full-scale reno. You can pick it up for about $125 online. It covers 40 square feet in countertop space at a lot lower cost than the cost of replacing that countertop.
Yeah, and one of the differences between the Spreadstone product and other countertop refinishing kits is that this is an actual stone coating, and it's not a faux finish. It really adds a decorative stone layer that's real, and it's embedded into a durable coating, and it's way thicker than any paint.
Yeah, in fact, the manufacturer, Deich Coatings, these guys have specialized in this kind of product for years. They have a lot of experience in polymer coating chemistry, and they basically combine that with really enduring raw materials like stone, and they've created a line of very unique finishes that make these surfaces, which are beautiful and incredibly durable. I saw a demo of this top where a hot pot pulled right off the stove, right off the burner, was put on top of this, remember, laminate top that was covered with a stone coating, and absolutely no marks, no burning, no scarring. It was really pretty impressive. If you'd like to check out the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit for yourself, head on over to DeichCoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
All right, Anthony, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a three-burner gas range, you know, one in the oven and then two on top. And we have an odor emitting from one of the pilots that seems to be a little bit higher than the other one. And it's building up like a ashy, you know, creosote, real fine black mess. If you touch it, it goes everywhere. And it smells in the mornings, you know, when you wake up. Is it not vented properly?
Here's what I think is happening. The burner is somewhat partially blocked, and so the gas is not fully combusting. And when you get a gas flame that doesn't fully combust. It has sort of a sickeningly sweet smell to it, which actually contains a pretty high level of carbon monoxide. So what you should do is take those burners apart and clean them thoroughly and get them operating properly again. There's something obstructing the burner, and that's why it's not fully combusting. It also accounts for the fact that it's building up an additional carbon deposit. If the gas is not fully combusting, this is what happens.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're taking a call from Alberta in Arkansas working on a window project. How can we help you with that?
Yeah, I've got vinyl windows that are the drop-down so you can clean them, and they're real stiff. They're hard to open and close. I was wondering if there's anything I can do to make them easier.
Have you tried to use any lithium grease on them?
I haven't used anything, no.
So what you might want to do is there's different types of lubricants that are available. You know, WD-40 probably is one of the most famous ones.
Yeah.
But you can also buy in a spray can lithium, and it has a tube that comes out of the top of the spray nozzle. You can get it right into the area along the jams between the operating sash and the jam of the window and kind of spray it up and down. If you overspray a little bit, you can go wipe it down, and that will lubricate that jam and reduce the friction.
Is the lithium better than the WD-40?
It tends to stick around a little bit longer. It's a little thicker.
Okay.
In a pinch, you can use WD, but you may have to do it again.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
David in Oklahoma, you've got the money. What can we do for you today?
I was wondering about the vents in the house. I have central heat and air, and you want all the shells and all that stuff off. Then you get this film all over everything. Later, you just have to continually doing that. I'm just wondering, is there a way to clean them vents out without creating a bunch of dust in the house?
Well, there are duct cleaning companies, obviously, and what they do is they have specialized equipment that goes inside of HVAC ducts to clean the dust that gets stuck in them. I will say that unless you've had a reason to get your ducts super dirty, like, for example, you're doing some construction or remodeling, I'm not sure that that's really worth the expense. So what I would tell you to invest in, if you want to invest in something, is a good quality filter system for your HVAC system. So that means an electrostatic or an electronic air cleaner mounted just before the blower compartment so that all the air that runs through the duct system is thoroughly scrubbed. In terms of the registers, you can just vacuum them. But a good quality HVAC filter system is going to make a world of difference in terms of the quality of air inside your house, David.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering about where the vents come out in each room. I'm wondering if I could put anything like similar to cheese puffs or a filter or something in there.
Yeah, that would not be the right place to put the filter. The filter goes on the return duct, and it cleans the air on the way in. And this way the air that comes out is clean.
Yeah, well, he changes the filter every month.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's changing the filter every month, he's not got the right kind of filter on there. The basic fiberglass filters don't do a good job. A good quality media filter or a good quality electronic air cleaner is going to make a big difference, David, okay? That's the solution.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, there's nothing like a good steamy shower, but too much moisture can cause the paint to peel and mold to grow. We're going to share a solution that'll keep all of that moisture in check when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
It's time. If you've waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a clinic for those 5 years and older will be held at the Shasta Community Health Center at 3270 Churn Creek Road in Reading on Friday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brought to you by the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Seek Center in partnership with the Shasta Community Health Center. Booster vaccine will also be available. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out round table pizza, Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards at the COVID-19 Vaccine Clinic Friday, November 19th, Shasta Community Health Center, Church Creek Road, Reading. Fabulous Fall Specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Them. But we live in a farmhouse, and you do get mice from time to time. We kind of manage them and maintain them and put bait packets down and bait traps and such. But I guess we're going to have to step up that effort because now they're chewing on my plumbing, and you just don't do that to a home improver.
Goodness.
We take that personally. So insulation was great. Machine was great. Mice, not so much.
Not so great.
Well, the most humid place in any home is probably the bathroom. And while there's nothing like a good steamy shower, you need to know how to control the moisture in the bath. Because if you get too much moisture, you're going to cause your paint to peel and mold to grow.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere that you combine moisture, air, and drywall, or any other food source for that matter, you can get a mold problem. And all of those are certainly present every single time you take a shower. So to prevent your bathroom from becoming a petri dish, you really need a powerful bathroom vent fan.
Yeah, now there are two kinds of fans that are most common for this job. The first one is a standard bath fan that goes directly into the bathroom, usually in the ceiling, and that discharges moisture to the exterior via a duct. And by the way, if you've got a fan like that, make sure it's actually going all the way through to the outside, not just into the attic, and then when you turn it on, you see the actual flapper on the end of the duct open. The next kind is called a remote fan, or also known as a multi-port ventilator. Now, what this is when you have one centralized mounted fan, like it could be in the attic, and then it's connected by ducts to multiple bathrooms. You see this a lot in commercial buildings. You ever go to like a hotel bathroom, you know there's a vent there, but you don't really hear the fan running. That's a multi-port ventilator, a very large one, by the way. But it's basically one fan somewhere that's pulling it from multiple locations. Both work very, very well and are really an important part of managing the moisture in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what? Today's newer homes may, but don't always include those bathroom vents. And surprisingly, in some areas of our country, builders aren't required to install a bathroom vent fan if that bathroom has a window. I mean, what, you're just going to leave that window wide open, like in the middle of winter?
Yeah, I really think that that's a technicality that needs to be fixed in the building code, because you're right. You're not going to throw open the window on a chilly day. And in fact, you get more moisture because the walls are colder, so you get more condensation.
Right, more condensation. Plus, the wind's not always blowing the air out.
Exactly. And finally, your bathroom ventilator needs to be left on when you leave the room. So hook it up to a timer so that once you're done with your bath and you leave it, timer stays on for 20 minutes. There's also moisture sensing bathroom ventilators, and either way, the idea is it stays on long enough to pull that moisture out so it doesn't settle on the walls and grow mold or cause the paint to peel.
Jeff in Delaware is dealing with a mysterious sulfur odor from a well. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we have a well, I have a water softener on it, a filter and cartridge filter, and we still have a lot of iron in our water, and it has a real strong sulfur smell, and I don't know anything else to do, and it's sometimes if it sits for, if we go out of town and come back a day or two later, the smell is just horrendous, and I was just wondering if you guys could give me any tips.
You know, Jeff, that sulfur smell may not be coming from the well. It could be coming from the water heater. Have you considered that?
No, sir.
Because if the anode in the water heater is wearing away, that can result in a very strong sulfur odor. Have you noticed if the sulfur odor is more prevalent in the hot water or the cold?
Hot. Yes, sir. It
yeah.
is.
I don't think it's the well at all. I think it's your water heater.
Oh, wow. That would be great. Well, okay, what's the solution?
Now, you can replace the anode in the water heater.
Okay.
It basically unbolts from the top of the water. If you look at the top of the water heater, you'll see what looks like a big hex nut.
Uh-huh.
And you can unscrew that, pull out the old rod, and put in a new one.
Oh, okay.
So I think you might be looking at the wrong place for the source. I think the problem is the water heater and not the well.
Well, I will sure try that. That'll be a simple fix for me.
It certainly will be. It's called a sacrificial anode for that reason. You sacrifice a little bit every time for all the time that it's in there. And at some point, sometimes it develops to the point where it has a sulfur smell. If you add a replacement anode to there, that should help alleviate the sulfur smell, because essentially what's happening is the anode contributes to the production of hydrogen sulfide gas, and that's what has that nasty rotten egg odor to it. Okay?
Well, I really do appreciate that, man, and I appreciate you taking my call. I sure do.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help you with your home improvement and your decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, Consumer Reports runs thousands of products through thousands of tests every year to find the ones that provide the best performance and value. We're going to share a few appliances that earn the not-so-prestigious Do Not Buy recommendation after this. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch the Money Pit podcast when you go to moneypit.com/podcast. New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hey, what are you working on this weekend? Perhaps it's something that requires a WireMate staple gun. Well, if it is, you are in luck, my friends. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun. Now, it's a super handy cable tacker. It's ergonomic. It's got plenty of power. It's compact. It's comfortable to use. And it has a simple loading mechanism, which makes putting the staples in as simple as pushing a button. It's a $35 prize pack and includes some staples as well. And it's going out to one lucky listener.
Make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a grout question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I have ceramic tile that I've had down for a few years. And I have the grout is a charcoal color with the black and green tile. And the charcoal has dulled over the years and looking almost chalky. What can I do? Do I have to pull all that grout out and regrout it? Do I need to paint it? Or what can I do to give it new look of life?
Well, the grout is pretty easy to replace. There are special tools called grout saws that you can use to carve out the grout and then put new grout over sort of where the old grout was. You know, you don't have to get it all out, but you got to go down at least an eighth of an inch or so. And so if your real concern is the grout and the condition of the grout, I think that's the easiest way to deal with that.
Okay, so that'd be the best way to make it look fresh and new again is just take the top layer off at least an eighth of an inch and just regrout it.
Yeah, make it look fresh and new by putting in fresh and new grout.
Yeah, and then make sure you seal it.
Right, yeah, that's key. You want to seal it first.
Otherwise, it's not going to look fresh and new for so long.
Seal it after I put new grout in and let it dry, then seal it, and then we're good to go.
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, Consumer Reports runs thousands of products through thousands of tests every year to find the ones that provide the best performance and the best value. While they highlight top models, you might not realize that they also highlight ones that aren't so hot. And some of these brands really are surprising. Now, for example, a refrigerator. This is the Viking Professional 7 Series, and the overall score was 34 out of 100. Now, the Viking refrigerator costs more than $10,000, but the testing revealed that it's internal temperature. A $10,000 refrigerator, does it also cook my meals for me, maybe? But the testing that Consumer Reports did showed that the internal temperature doesn't always match the thermostat, and the Consumer Reports team say people who buy Viking refrigerators are more likely to have them break within the first few years than the other brands.
So why are you spending $10,000 on a refrigerator anyway?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So next, there was a range from Fisher and Paykel. The overall score was 28 out of 100. And I think we're seeing a trend here because this range cost $3,900.
Wow.
And it earned a poor rating in cooktop low temperature tests because the burners were not able to maintain low heat settings. And now this is serious. It also failed the cookie test. Because cookies and cakes they baked on different racks had uneven browning. And ranges that cost $2,000 less, CR says they did a heck of a lot better in their tests. So don't waste your money.
All right. Now, when it comes to washing machines, Consumer Reports is talking about an Amana model, and their overall score was 32 out of 100. And their take was, if you're looking for a washing machine that can get stains out of your clothing, this Amana top load agitator isn't it. It earned just a fair rating for washing performance, which means there were plenty of red wine, blood, carbon stains, all of that left on the swatches that they were washing on a normal cycle. And the washer did even worse for water efficiency. It used 25.5 gallons to wash a single load. Washers that earn an excellent rating from Consumer Reports use less than half of that amount of water. That's a lot of water.
It really is. So, I mean, the bottom line is that Consumer Reports is a good source to check for appliances before you buy them. You'll find out which ones you should buy and definitely which ones you ought to stay away from.
Josh in California is on the line tackling a plumbing project. What's going on? Good for you doing this yourself.
I'm doing the bathroom remodel, and I am hoping to replace the current old copper piping. It's about 45 years old, with Tex, because I'm a little bit leery of sweating copper in the crawl space of my house. But I've also found evidence of rodents, so I was wondering if it would be a bad idea to do that and if I should just learn how to sweat copper in tight spaces a little better.
Yeah, Josh, PEX is a great solution. I mean, it's great for tight spaces, especially so that you don't have to sweat copper pipes in those confined spots.
Yeah, propane torches inside crawl spaces, not a good combination. So, yeah, I think that PEX is the perfect solution for that. Of course, for those not familiar with it, PEX is short for cross-linked polyethylene. It's a plumbing pipe that is very easy to work with. It's flexible, and you could basically run it a lot easier than you could a copper pipe, and you can get it anywhere you need to go. The only possible downside of PEX, and it's rare, but it turns out that PEX can be damaged by rodents. But if you've never had a rodent problem, or if you do and you take care of it quickly, you shouldn't have any issues with that. So I would always prefer PEX going forward now over using copper piping.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, have you ever worked in an area where you're constantly getting shocked? We'll share a solution next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Jane Scott Rott. We've got an email here from Jane Apparently, she's got rot. That's what she says. We have a tall support post attached to our deck. We live on a hill that's been eaten by ants. The rot is only 1 foot down. I listened to your show, and you recommended a product, but I didn't get a chance to write it down. Too busy chasing those ants.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Wood Epox by Abitron. This is a product that's a two-part product where you mix it together and solidifies. You can press it in place, a little bit like putty, and then you can mill it just like it was wood. You can cut it, sand it, file it, and so on. My only concern here, though, is because in this case, you're talking about repairing a structural component. And if it's just a hole in the post, you're trying to fill it in so it doesn't get any worse, then this is probably a good choice. But if it's impacting the structural integrity of the post, then I do recommend you replace the entire post. Don't just try to rebuild it with this particular product, because that might not be the intended use for it exactly, because I don't want anybody leaning on this post and then having it sort of break away or collapse. So if that's the case, replace it. If it's just a minor amount of rot, then you can go ahead and fill it. And if it was ants that caused it, you better treat them as well. They're called carpenter ants for a reason.
Oh, my goodness. And they don't like to actually build anything. They like to destroy the thing. So they should really be called demolition ants. All right, now I've got one here from Crystal, who reached out and says, I work on a concrete floor. What can I use or put around my area to keep from constantly getting shocked?
She must be in a place that's just chock full of static electricity. And, yeah, that can be really annoying. If it happens once in a while, okay, but if you're like a workstation and it happens all the time, man, that would get old quick. There is a solution, though, and it's a product that's used in a lot of electronics factories because they can't really have any type of a static charge while they're working on their parts. And it's simply called an anti-static mat, usually made of rubber. And they actually plug in to the ground prong of a regular outlet. If you see the wires on this, there's an adapter, and instead of having the two metal prongs that are flat and then the round one that's the ground, those two prongs are plastic, so they're non-conductive. The only thing that connects to the wall or the service is the ground plug. So basically you're grounding the mat, right? And if you do that, you're not going to have a situation where you're going to discharge electricity and get that static. So it's get that shock. So it's a pretty good system, an anti-static mat. Not terribly expensive. You know, I saw some nice-sized mats for like $40-$50 online, so I'm sure you'd find something that could work.
All right, now we've got one here from Monica, who lives in New Jersey, who's writing about the garbage disposal. I guess every time we're using it, something happens and it seems to jam up. What's going on?
Well, if your disposer jams, you can get it unstuck. The first thing you want to do is make sure you turn power off to it. And then at the bottom of the disposer, there's usually a key, like a hex key size socket. And I bet you the actual hex wrench is down there, too, because usually the installers leave it with it or it's in the box. And it's designed so that you could put this hex key in it, this big Allen wrench, and then sort of rotate it left, rotate it right to free up what's ever in there. Now, there's also going to be a reset switch down there. If you don't have power, that may have tripped. So once you get it moving, then reset the power, push back in the reset switch, turn the power back on, and you should be good to go. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. On a beautiful fall day, we are looking forward to getting out and picking up the tools and getting some projects done around our house. If you're doing the same and run into a question, a comment, a concern, remember you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit or by posting your questions at moneypit.com. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State. because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The United States letting Russia know its concern about Moscow's aggression toward one of its neighbors.
There's been a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine, and the White House has taken notice.
We call for an immediate restoration of the July 2020 ceasefire, and we stand with our partner Ukraine and condemn Russian aggression against Ukraine in all forms.
In recent days, Secretary of State Blinken assured the Ukrainian foreign minister that the U.S. commitment to Ukraine's security and territorial integrity is ironclad. The Kremlin has dismissed Western media reports that Moscow has intentions to invade Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An alliance of unions representing 50,000 Kaiser Permanente workers in California, Oregon, and six other states calling off a strike notice after reaching a tentative labor deal with the healthcare network. A small publishing company in Vermont suing Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, saying her chastising Amazon over the sale of a book that she says promotes misinformation about COVID-19 amounted to censorship.
The company, Chelsea Green, published a book called The Truth About COVID-19, which accuses the global elite of using the pandemic to grab unprecedented power. It also promotes unapproved treatments for the virus while suggesting COVID-19 vaccines approved by the government have not been properly tested. The lawsuit says the book contains opinions protected by the First Amendment.
Jeremy House reporting. Hundreds of Venezuelans have been traveling to Colombia recently for coronavirus shots, as Venezuela is struggling itself to get enough doses for its people. But travel restrictions associated with the pandemic have made it more challenging. President Biden, China's Xi Jinping hold their much-anticipated virtual summit on Monday evening as two sides look to dial back tensions after a rough start. More news at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel urging all citizens there to get vaccinated ahead of the winter months.
Merkel's encouraging all those unvaccinated to get their shots as quickly as possible as the country's cases hit a string of new highs. Merkel also called on those who are vaccinated already to get the coronavirus booster shot, calling it a real chance to break the severe fall and winter wave of the pandemic. The chancellor plans to meet with the country's 16 state governors to coordinate nationwide measures next week, and Parliament is proposing legislation on a new legal framework for restrictions over the winter. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says the Biden administration is naive to believe China will follow through on climate promises in exchange for the U.S. turning a blind eye to other politically sensitive issues like the enslavement of Muslim Uyghurs in central China. More at townhall.com. Costco says payment information of some of its customers may have been compromised after employees discovered a card skimming device at one of its warehouses during a routine PIN pad inspection.
Costco is notified and is working with local law enforcement to investigate the incident. The retailer is recommending potentially impacted customers to check their most recent card statement for unauthorized charges and notify their bank of any suspicious activity. In addition, Costco is offering the option to enroll in free identity theft protection services from IDX, which includes 12 months of credit and cyber scan monitoring and a $1 million insurance reimbursement policy. The offer to sign up will expire on February the 5th. Patrick Frost reporting.
The government's telling nursing homes to open their doors to visitors. New guidance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services instructing nursing homes to allow visits at all times for all residents. Facilities no longer be able to limit the frequency and length of visits. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive benefits.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and the original Super Glue's Super Unix Brush-On. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you guys working on this pre-holiday weekend? The holidays are really close now, and we're seeing all sorts of buzz in the neighborhood as people are forming up their plans and fixing up their places and making everything look so festive. If that's what you guys are into right now, we would love to help. If you are taking on a little repair or improvement project, we'd love to help. If you've got anything going on that you don't know how to start, how to get it done, whether you can do it yourself or get a pro, well, that's what we do. We're your pros. If you're stuck, we're kind of like your virtual WD-40. We'll get you unstuck with a project. You got to help yourself first, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, because this is what we do. We've been helping people fix up homes for a lot of years because we learned from our parents, we've learned on the job, and we just love to get it done. I mean, for me, home improvement is therapy. It's a chance for me to get away from the day-to-day. Even though I work in the space and I do a lot of writing and broadcasting, I just love the time when I can pick up some tools and get a project done. So let us know. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are standing by for your calls and your questions. Coming up on today's show, have you ever been surprised by a really big electric bill? Well, there are some really common places that energy is wasted, and we're going to walk you through what they are in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And if you're shopping for a home, buying an older home could be a good deal, but only if you're ready for the restoration and repair that definitely comes along with that job. We're going to share some tips for handling buying an older home.
And do your faucets sound like they are crying out in pain? You know, faucets that sound like screams or squeals or whistles can get pretty annoying, but they don't have to be. There are some simple steps that you can do to quiet them up. We'll tell you what those are.
And you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or maybe a holiday decorating project? Well, we're going to share some expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid all that perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get that project done.
Plus, if you do call us, we've got a great tool to give away to one listener. It's the Arrow T25 WireMate staple gun going out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to Illinois this time, and the property taxes are quite excruciatingly high. And we're just trying to decide if it's better to buy or to rent this time.
So do you know how long you, your husband, well, first of all, thank you for your service and your family's service. Do you know how long you will be in the Illinois area?
Well, it could be anywhere from 2 years to 3, 4, 5. You never know with the military,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know what the risk is. If you buy a house and then it turns out you have to move again, if you can't sell it, or if the market turns and it ends up not being worth what you paid for it, you could get underwater pretty quick on that. And so in circumstances when you're in the military, I think a lot of times it does make sense to rent, because the other thing is you don't want to have to move out of there, now need to carry two houses, maybe find yourself being a distant landlord to a property. You know, these are all difficult scenarios that you really want to avoid. Have you spoken with your accountant about the tax consequences of perhaps renting instead of buying? Because there may be some advantages there.
We haven't yet, because we just found out a couple of days ago. So.
And you know what? You can always rent first. Renting is a short-term commitment. I understand that moving is a hassle, but you could always rent first, get to know the area, get more comfortable, and then make a decision later if it looks like you're going to stay. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay. I guess my hesitation with that is that we have five small children, so I'd like to move as little as possible.
I would think that better off selling it now, putting it on the market now, maybe you'll find a cooperative buyer who can delay the closing date until you guys are ready to move out. But I wouldn't want to find you stuck not being able to get a buyer, running out of time while your family needs to move on to the new location. So I think a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, as my dad always used to say. So I would try to put that on the market now. And hopefully it'll sell quickly, and you'll be able to take your time getting to the new location. And by the way, since I can imagine with five kids, you find the house just chock full with stuff, the best way to get your house ready to sell, there's a great article on our website at moneypit.com about this, but conceptually, what we'd like to see you do is to try to declutter as much as possible, make those rooms look big and bright, because anybody that's going to buy your house is going to probably be moving from, say, another crowded house or crowded apartment. You want to make sure it looks like their stuff can fit in there. And then if you have any rooms that need to be repainted, just choose neutral colors for the same reason. Make it look open and inviting, and that will help you sell the property as quickly as possible.
Now I've got John in Missouri on the line. John, what's going on?
Well, I live in an old house built in 1892, and it has plastered walls. And I had a leak this spring. I had a gutter overflow, and it got behind some flashing, and created what I call plaster cancer, which is this sort of crystalline stuff that grows out of the plaster. I mean, it didn't make the whole thing fall down. It's just this crystal. And I got the leak fixed and scraped all that stuff off and put a sealer on it, quick sealer paint, you know, one of those
right
alcohol-based things. And the cancer keeps going. Now it's blown that paint off. It's not as much, but it seems to continue. And I wonder if there's something you can do to stop that from happening, short of tearing a whole plaster down.
So the plaster, when it gets wet, there are sort of fingers, so to speak, that wrap around the lath behind it. And when it gets wet, it loosens up.
Well, this plaster is actually on brick.
Oh, it's on brick. Okay. All right, strike that. So what else could be happening is if it's on brick and the brick got wet, the bricks are very hydroscopic, so you could be continually pulling more moisture through there. Are you absolutely certain that you've addressed the leak completely?
Because it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you've still got some moisture in there.
There could still be some moisture in the brick, I suppose, but it's been super dry here in St. Louis since the end of July. And I got the thing fixed about the middle of July. All the flashing on the, it's on a bay window, all the flashing above that was redone. And it hasn't rained. Pretty much at all since then.
How big is the patched area?
I don't know, maybe 10 square feet. It's not huge.
And that whole area is breaking up and forming these crystals?
Yeah, well, it's doing this crystal growth thing, which blows off whatever paint you put on the surface of it.
I wonder if part of what you're seeing is the paint basically disconnecting or delaminating from the plaster itself.
Well, yeah, this cancer sort of grows below the paint, but my problem is it's dried up now. I mean, it hasn't rained, so it couldn't possibly leak. It hasn't rained, And also the thing is repaired.
What I would do here is this: I would try to strip out all the paint that I could, and I would probably use a paint stripper to get whatever's left behind, maybe a gel-based stripper, and then I would put another skim coat of plaster over it, let it dry really, really well, and then I would prime it with an oil-based paint and then repaint it. Because I think the plaster is basically disintegrated in some respects, and I think you're going to have to do some partial rebuilding of that surface.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because the plaster is this two-layer plaster. It's got kind of a, looks like cement, the base layer, and then it's got a real fine light layer that's the finish layer. So just reapply that, huh?
That's right. After you get rid of any loose material that's there, you really want to make sure you have a solid base. Then you can put a new skim coat on it.
Okay. All right. I'll give that a try.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started today at Angie.com.
If your electric bill is giving you sticker shock, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a good understanding of where all that power is going. We'll share what you need to know just ahead in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We can deliver DIY advice whenever you need it when you sign up for the Money Pit podcast. It's free. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, do you like home improvement, but you like free tools better? Well, here's a combination of both. We have a great prize to give away here at the Money Pit today. Going to one lucky listener is the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun. I mean, this is the easiest staple gun out there to load. You just simply push a button and it's ready to go. It's really comfortable to use and it's compact and ridiculously handy. This is a great tool going out to one lucky listener today. It's $35 and you can check it out online.
If you'd like to get in on that great giveaway, give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her Money Pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside walls, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, when you open your electric bill, does that experience give you a shock of another kind? You know, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with understanding where the heck all that power is going, especially because a good portion of that juice might be going to places that you are not even aware of.
Yeah, so to help, here are three areas where we do see a lot of wasted energy. First of all, I'm going to talk about something called vampire appliances. And no, they're not left over from Halloween. I'm talking about appliances that are energy suckers like a vampire. You know, they're always plugged in. They're constantly drawing energy, whether you use them or you're not using them. So the solution to that is using a power strip that you can turn on and off when those appliances aren't being charged.
Next, there are appliances that are truly energy hogs. These are the big appliances like the dishwashers, the clothes washers, the clothes dryers that seem to have really insatiable appetites for electricity, and they can really drive your electricity bill way up. So a couple of tips. Run your dishwasher and clothes washers at full capacity only, and always use low heat for the dryer. Then when the appliances start to age out, replace them. Older appliances use vastly more power than modern Energy Star appliances, which are also quieter and more efficient.
Yeah, and I think another spot that seems obvious, but a lot of people forget to sort of really take account here, is lighting and ceiling fans. Now, when it comes to lighting, people often make the mistake of using lights to brighten that entire room, but efficient lighting is only going to provide light specific to certain areas, like your couch or your chair or the kitchen table or even workspaces. So you want to make sure that when you're putting on the lights around your house, that you're only lighting the rooms that you're in and for the specific purpose of the area that you're in, like the task lighting. Then go around the space and switch out incandescent bulbs for LEDs. The costs have come way down to purchase an LED bulb, and then you're going to save a ton of money by using them. And then lastly, you can replace your old switches with occupancy or vacancy sensor switches, which is great for kids' rooms, basements, the bathroom. I feel like kids go into these spaces, they turn on every single light that they own, and then just walk away and go and do the same thing in another space. I mean, it's amazing. Boy. I can follow my kids by just finding the lights everywhere.
I can hear my dad, you know, so many times when we were in the car leaving the house, and he'd look up at one of our rooms and go, "You left the light on again!" Well, now that'll never happen because it'll automatically turn off. And that's today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Robert's on the line with a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a pier and beam home, and the insulation, I happen to be up in there sealing my ducts and my air for my air conditioning in the house, and I happened to be up there looking at the insulation, and it was real thin, and it had a white backing on it, and it was only about an inch high, and I thought, wow, I need to put some insulation in there. So I went to my local Lowe's store, and I rented the machine from them, and I bought the blown insulation. And I bought like 20 bags, and I just started blowing it in. And that was approximately 10, 12 years ago. I happened to be up there again this year looking around, and I noticed that it has kind of compressed and turned into little tiny BBs. And I've heard y'all talk about insulating the attics of people's homes, but I didn't know how to go about trying to put something else up there. If I need to vacuum all that stuff out of there and try to lay some actual good insulation, and what the number would be?
Well, if the insulation has settled, I mean, generally speaking, you want 15 to 20 inches of insulation. If it's settled, so now it's a lot less than that, you can either remove it and put new insulation in, or you could add an additional layer on top of it, depending on how difficult, I guess, it is to work up in that space.
Right. It's pretty tight in some of the spots.
Yeah.
That was the reason I went with the blown.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So I think what you probably want to do is just supplement what's there. It's not unusual for it to settle over the years a little bit, but perhaps you need to add a little bit more to that space. That'd probably be the least complicated way of improving that insulation right now, given the fact that you've already got blown in there, Robert.
Now, I've heard some other insulation questions asked on your show because I listen to it, you know, every Sunday religiously, and I've heard them talk about laying them in between, but I've also heard them going over the top of the beam.
So if you have fiberglass insulation that's flush with the ceiling joists, let's say you had like 2x8 ceiling joists and you had maybe 8-inch bats laid in between those ceiling joists, to put the next layer of insulation on top of it, we always advise that you do that perpendicular. So you go the other way, the opposite way, and across the beams at like a 90-degree angle. In your case, it sounds like it's all covered already with blown-in insulation. Is that insulation above the ceiling joist right now, or is it settled down below it?
No, it's settled down way below it.
Okay, so if it's settled down below it, then maybe you could add some unfaced fiberglass bats if you think you can get those up in there and lay those perpendicular to the beams.
Okay, that was going to be my next question, if it needed to be unbatted, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, if you're shopping for a home, buying an older home can be a good deal, but you've got to be ready for maybe the restoration and all the repairs that are for sure going to come along with that job. So we're going to share some tips for handling buying older homes next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642. Or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
solutions live. This is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, according to a recent survey, 70% of DIY couples say a home improvement project is an important relationship test.
Oh, for sure.
30%, I'm pretty sure, are in counseling right now.
The other good ones that are testers are long car trips and putting together IKEA furniture.
Exactly.
Wendy's on the line from West Virginia with an interesting project. How can we help you?
Hi. I am interested in purchasing a property that was formerly a golf clubhouse. And I'm curious what would be the pros and cons between a commercial and a residential.
As far as purchasing or the use of the space once you get it?
What is the difference in like a commercial versus a residential building? I'm trying to find out, you know, are there big differences in the way that they're built? Like, is that a plus? Are they built extra sturdy kind of thing?
Assuming that they were both built to code, commercial codes are usually more stringent than residential codes. So, I mean, I would expect a commercial building to be built as well, if not better, than a residential property. But it also has a lot to do with the zoning, you know, what you're allowed to do with that space. Can you have a residence in a commercial space? Maybe, you know, that's a question for your local zoning officials for you to thoroughly understand. And if it is zoned commercial, it may have a higher value than it would if it was zoned residential. And if you turn it back into a house, you might devalue the property. So I think there's some economic questions there. But in terms of how it's built, I mean, generally speaking, it's going to be as built as well or better, assuming that the construction followed all the relevant building codes. I think the trickier part of this is to take a commercial space, which is kind of sterile, and making it, you know, feel warm like a home would. And that's kind of a decor challenge, right, Leslie?
Yeah, but I think with the golf clubhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, they kind of have like a residential homey feel to begin with. So I think you might have, you know, some good bones to work off of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that lodge feel.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. Now, I think part of your challenges is going to be modifying your kitchen because you're probably dealing with a larger commercial space. So that'll be something that'll probably be a full gut renovation and sort of a redo to make that more residential and perhaps a kitchen/dining area or kitchen/eat-in area. I think the benefit is you've got this tremendous space that was built very well as far as code goes, as Tom mentioned, so that you can really work within that. And it sounds like it's probably sitting on a great piece of land, too.
It is beautiful. Thank you for the advice.
Well, if you've shopped for a home lately, you know that they're growing more expensive, but you might not know they're also getting older. In fact, the average age of a house in the U.S. today is 39 years old. And if you've been shopping for a home and put off by high prices, some of those older homes can present a more affordable option. But you need to keep one thing in mind. Older homes need more maintenance, and that's going to cost some money.
Yeah, so if you are buying an older home, trust me, those home repairs are going to come. So here's a good way that you can navigate that whole process. First of all, you've got to pay close attention during your home inspection. You need to be there. You need to be a good listener. You got to ask questions. It really is a great chance for you to learn about how that house works and how that house is made. But you've got to beware of cost overruns. Now, it's an unwritten rule of home renovation. No matter how thorough that estimate seems, you are likely to discover new issues. They're going to cost money, and some of them are going to be very expensive because sometimes you never know what's behind that wall or what's further into that process. And quite frankly, they can be surprising and expensive.
Four most expensive words while you're at it. Now, the other thing is you could consider, if you know you're up against some pretty significant costs, you could consider what's generally called a fixer-upper loan. If you deplete your savings for down payment, that's going to leave you no cash to pay for repairs. So a possibility is an FHA 203K loan type, which is a mortgage that lets you borrow the purchase price and some construction costs based on the post-renovation value of the property. And I think it all folds into a normal mortgage when that project is done. You can also look for some other sources of help. There's state and local home improvement programs. There's historic preservation loans and energy-efficient updates that can be provided with low-cost loans. A lot of municipalities offer breaks in property taxes, too, if you pick up an older home and renovate it. So just be aware of that. Good opportunity to buy an older house, but you are going to be facing some significant expenses. And that's, again, why you need to get a home inspection and really pay close attention during that to make sure you understand exactly what you're up against.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do your faucets sound like they're crying out in pain? Gosh, it really is annoying when you've got a faucet that's making that screaming sound or even squealing or whistling. So we're going to share some solutions to quiet everything down next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros, teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You looking for some help out there? Maybe with a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, call us now with your question to 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
You can listen when you want when you follow The Money Pit Podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, on The Money Pit, you get answers to all of the questions you've got about home improvement, but you also get a chance to win a great prize. This hour we've got up for grabs the Arrow T25X Wire Mate Staple Gun. It's going to come with all the staples that you need, pretty much. It's a $35 prize pack, and it's going out to one lucky listener.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Stan in Massachusetts is on the line dealing with some issues with the ceiling. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking to get some advice about a leak we have received in our ceiling in our kitchen because of defective pipes that were installed going back 20 years now. We've had several leaks that have been repaired. We don't know whether to close up the ceiling tile or not. Concerned that the same pipe is in there and it could be having a hairline crack at any point in time. So just not sure how to proceed.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a frustrating situation. I'm not quite sure what kind of pipe leaks you're talking about and whether it's something that is just a representative of some general deterioration of your plumbing system. Like, for example, some homes in the country have these pinhole copper pipe leaks.
That's so common where I live.
Yeah, because of the acidity of water, it starts to develop really thin walls of the copper pipe, sometimes holes in it, and those folks end up replacing those pipes. I always say whenever the ceiling's open or the wall's open, replace everything you can because eventually you have to replace all the plumbing. So I'm not really sure what kind of plumbing problem you're talking about here, but generally speaking, you know, if you've not had a leak in a few months, then I would go ahead and close it up. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you at this point. If you tell me that this is a problem that is just happening all over the place, then maybe, you know, this is a different conversation. But if it's always leaking in this one place, maybe you should just open the ceiling up there once and for all and replace that piece of pipe in the area that's leaking. See what's going on. But that's kind of the way I would approach this.
Kathy in Michigan's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I have a cinder block house, and it seems to peel kind of easy. And one side of the house where the water's located, I seem to have rust spots coming through, but not from the inside, only the outside.
Okay. Do you have sprinklers?
No.
And the rust spots are on the inside, you say?
Outside.
I'm wondering where that rust is coming from, Leslie. I wonder if there are maybe some metal ties inside the block walls that could be releasing that rust.
It could be, because that does happen very commonly, and the cinder block does tend to be very hydroscopic, meaning it's going to just suck up all the water from the surrounding areas and just kind of hold on to it at times. So if there is any metal in that, you can see rusting.
So I think what you're going to need to do is to spot prime those rust areas, and you need to use a good quality primer. I would use an oil-based exterior primer. After you sand those rust spots away, I would spot prime that with the oil-based primer and then put the top coat back on top of it. I think this is going to be a situation where you're going to have to manage that paint job, Kathy, so that this doesn't get worse. And if you ever get ready to do the entire house, then you would simply remove that old paint and then prime the entire surface. I think that will also do a good job of sealing in any rust spots that form.
Okay. I like that. I thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, plumbing can be noisy in general. Lots of noises come out of that plumbing system. But are your faucets part of the problem? Do they sound like they're crying out in pain every time you turn it on? A faucet that screams or squeals or whistles, it's super annoying, but there are actual reasons why this happens.
Yeah, now if you have hard water, you may have pipes that are too small, and in older homes, those pipes can become further restricted by the formation of scale or rust. And if that's the case, you're looking at a situation where you have to replace the pipes.
Yeah, and the noise may also be caused by a washer that's either the wrong size or it's not held securely to the stem. Replacing that washer or tightening it should stop that noise. Now, if the faucet still makes noise, you want to check that washer seat. The seat can become partially closed with residue, and then the restricted water flow can cause whistling or chattering. If that's the case, you need to clean the seat of the faucet.
Now, for squealing sounds, sometimes the metal threads of the stem are just binding against the faucet's threads. So remove the stem and coat both sets of threads with petroleum jelly. That lubrication should stop the noise, make the handle easier to turn, and make it a heck of a lot more quiet around your house.
Now we're going to Gina. She's got a question about the heating at her home. What's going on?
Okay, so I have a rental property, two family, and I'm updating the boilers. It's gas. And I was going to go with the regular boilers, which are 85% efficiency, and keep it going through the chimney. Or I was going to do the combis, I guess Lochinvar, and they're indirect. I guess they go outside.
Yeah, high-efficiency direct boiler, right, okay.
My plumber's kind of saying that I should get liners in the chimney and keep the chimney hookup and the water heaters.
Yep.
And then I wouldn't get the rebates, and I wouldn't get, the 0% interest from National Grid, Mass Save. However, The combis, they're saying that they need more maintenance, and that's what my problem is, that they don't last as long, and they require more maintenance. So that's where I'm at.
I don't know if that's true, but is the combination boiler, the high-efficiency one, going to be a lot more expensive?
No, it's going to end up, after the rebates, it's going to end up the same amount of money.
And there's no question in my mind at all. I would definitely go with the high efficiency. That's definitely the right thing to do.
The ones that have the combis, the ones that have the water heater.
The direct vent, yes, and direct vent system, yeah. I think that's really smart to do. And this way, because he's right, you have an old house with an old chimney, you probably have to line it if you put even the 85% new boiler in. And, you know, listen, why continue with the old technology when the new technology is there? You have the opportunity to have rebates. It's probably being subsidized by the utility company because generally they're a lot more expensive. That's what I thought you were going to say. But if they are helping to keep those costs in line, I would definitely go high efficiency.
It is more expensive, but after the rebates, it's the same.
That's what I mean. Yeah, because you have great rebates. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would definitely take advantage of that. That's a good opportunity for you.
So you haven't heard that they need more maintenance?
No. Okay. And that's, frankly, you know, we see all the new equipment that comes out now, and that to me sounds like maybe a bit of a rumor, but I really don't think it's true. Sure, you know, they could break down like anything else. They're more mechanical than the basic systems, but they're high efficiency. So even if they do need a bit more maintenance or an occasional extra adjustment, I wouldn't worry about it. I would definitely do that and enjoy the efficiency. It's going to raise the value of your home, and it's also going to cost you less to heat it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, great flooring really can enhance any room, so we're going to share some ideas for floor patterns that add a new dimension to the space next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on projects around your home. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com.
Laura Lynn writes in saying, I had a fiberglass door installed on a storage room, and it's clear the contractor didn't use a primer. Now the paint on the door is scratched off due to bikes going in and out of that storage area. How do I correct this, and are there any options on how to get that paint to adhere better?
Yeah, so when you have a fiberglass surface like that, this is a case where you really want to use what's called a high bond or a high adhesion primer. Kills has a new product out called Kills 3, which is such a primer. But what you want to do first is make sure if you've got any loose paint, you remove it. You can use a very fine sandpaper on that door. Even though it's fiberglass, you could use like a 400 grit paper on it or 600 grit paper on it. Just to scuff the surface, that will help the primer stick. But make sure that you get any loose material off, because you can't put new paint over bad paint, because it's kind of like, you know, having a layer in between is just not connected. Now, once you do that, you can add a good layer of that primer. Again, high bond, high adhesion primers. There are a number of different brands. We just happen to know about the Kills 3. That works pretty well. And then once that dries, you can put a top coat on it. I would choose definitely a semi-gloss, because it's going to have a little more durability, especially for that wear and tear you described.
All right, now we've got a question from Jenny, who writes, our downstairs neighbor is complaining of footsteps and noise. How can we soundproof our hardwood floor besides putting down a rug or a carpet? Would laminate make a difference? I mean, I don't know that laminate would make a difference unless there's some sort of super thick soundproofing underlayment that you put there with it. I mean, being an upstairs neighbor just means sometimes you're going to be noisy. So area rugs really are kind of the best trick, especially in a high traffic area. Maybe don't use such a large one, but definitely put one in an area where you're going to make a lot of noise. I mean, just short of learning how to levitate, I don't know. You got to just learn how to walk more quietly.
Yeah, we had hardwood floors and we had a runner also in the hall. So it's not just the round area rugs. You could also have like a wool runner on an empty skid mat, and that kind of quieted things down as well.
Oh, good idea. What about carpet on the bottom of the shoes?
Well, when it comes to designing a new floor for your home, there are more options than you can imagine. And Leslie's got some ideas on how you can combine some of those flooring styles for a totally new look in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a great flooring project really can enhance any room. So when it comes to the flooring, I like to use a product that's going to be super durable for the space that it's going in. But I also like to take it one step further. Once I pick my flooring material, I like to make sure that the planks of wood are available in different widths. Now, why do I do that? Because I like to create a focal point within that space. Now, this is going to work very well in a foyer or in a hallway, anywhere you do have a little bit of open floor space that you're not going to cover with an area rug, because essentially what you're making is something that looks like a rug in the middle of the room, but it's all out of your same lumber material. Now, what I like to do is use a wider plank throughout, and then I choose an inset area, and then using even the exact same flooring finish material, but just a different width. So you can create an inset border, and, you know, maybe it's a space that's 3x5, and then you do one plank that's a thinner width, and on the interior of that 3x5, maybe you put down a herringbone pattern. You know, you're creating essentially a rug, focal point, whatever you want to call it, but an area that's different, special, and like totally unique in its own spot on the floor. And it really is great because just that little extra touch can change the whole look of that room, the whole look of the house, the vibe, the energy. So be creative and have some fun.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. But did you know the age of your home can give you a signal as to which repairs you should expect? We'll share tips on how you can figure out what that age really is on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Parks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Parks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A record number of Americans quit their jobs in September as employers posted near-record numbers of openings.
The Labor Department says 4.4 million people quit their jobs in September. That's about 3% of the nation's workforce. Meanwhile, there were 10.4 million job openings, just a slight drop from August. The figures point to an historic level of turmoil in the job market. Newly empowered workers are quitting to take higher pay being dangled by increasingly desperate employers. Rising incomes have spurred spending and economic growth, all of which has employers ramping up hiring to keep pace. Competition for workers is particularly intense for retailers and delivery companies, with what's expected to be a healthy holiday shopping season. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities say four or five people aboard a commuter plane died when it crashed on an island in Lake Michigan. The plane went down Saturday at an airport on Beaver Island, just off Michigan's northern peninsula and west of Mackinac City. The identities of those on board the twin-engine Britton-Norman plane were not immediately released, and there was no initial information on the circumstances surrounding the crash. The NTSB is en route to investigate. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from its Cape Canaveral Space Force station this morning, and it took about 16 minutes to deploy dozens of Starlink satellites.
Starlink is a satellite internet constellation designed and manufactured by SpaceX that can provide high-speed, low-latency internet to people living in remote and rural locations all around the globe. You can see our 53 Starlink satellites floating away from the second stage there.
A federal appeals court has rejected the appeal of four Oklahoma death row inmates scheduled for execution during the next 3 months, including one next week. But Governor Kevin Stitt is considering a state pardon and parole board recommendation that that sentence be commuted to life in prison. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Africa's Great Green Wall has shifted in focus to hold off encroaching desert sands.
The idea was striking in its ambition. African countries aim to plant trees in a nearly 5,000-mile line, creating a natural barrier to hold back the Sahara Desert as climate change sweeps the sands south. Then, as temperatures rose and the rainfall diminished, millions of the planted trees died. But efforts to rein in the desert continue in the country Senegal on a smaller scale. Only 4% of the Great Green Wall's original goal, though, has been met. and an estimated $43 billion will be needed to achieve the rest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A lawsuit in Michigan over high levels of lead in Benton Harbor's drinking water. It accuses the state and city of deliberate indifference in their response to the emergency that began in 2018. More at townhall.com. The North Dakota State Senate passed a bill Friday banning critical race theory in schools.
North Dakota becomes the latest Republican-controlled state to take legislative action against CRT in public education. The bill passed the Senate 38-9 Friday after it cleared the state House 76-16 on Thursday. It's not clear whether Republican Governor Doug Burgum will sign the bill. The one-page bill says that public schools and districts shall ensure instruction on its curriculum is factual and may not include instruction relating to critical race theory. CRT has become a major divisive factor in American politics. Patrick Foss reporting.
International hockey officials hoping to avoid a humiliation on ice when the Chinese men's national team debuts at the Beijing Winter Olympics. The host nation automatically qualifies for every sport, but the Chinese men's lineup will face off against virtual NHL All-Star teams from Canada and the U.S. in the first round. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. We're keeping an eye on a case I haven't talked about much on the radio, but I've been watching and reading. Kyle Rittenhouse. I remember him with happening in Kenosha, and you remember he was the one who shot three people, killed two. It was in self-defense, and it's just amazing what we're seeing, that most of the prosecution witnesses are actually helping the defendant. We'll talk about that in a second. According to reports, John Roberts is in studio. I'm looking for a second source, and Allison has confirmed it. So, John, you are here. And Charles Payne, at the bottom of the hour, we got to make sense of what's happening in our economy. John's getting set to host his show between 1 and 3 with Sandra Smith, finally back in studio together. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. At what point will you ask them to also start checking for vax cards for 5 to 11-year-olds?
That's a very good question, and honestly, one we need to focus on now. We wanted to get to the day where we actually could vaccinate the youngest New Yorkers and get that rolling.
Wow, that's great. As predicted, they're coming for the kids. Mandate mania. Can you imagine you can't go to a gym, a game, a restaurant, or go indoors to a concert because your kid doesn't have his right paperwork? That's where we're heading. New York will start it. San Francisco, Chicago, and Philadelphia will follow.
Number two. What we're seeing now is this multi-layer connection between the Clinton campaign and this scandal. And it seems very clear that Durham believes that this was basically a campaign effort to dupe the FBI, and the FBI fell for it.
Jonathan Turley, not a conspiracy theorist, just a fine legal mind, seeing what Jonathan Durham is doing, moving on up the chain of command on the Clinton campaign. I think they're heading right towards Hillary and the people.
people that wanted to make a counter-narrative to her email scandal and muddy up Donald Trump. Instead, they muddied up the entire presidency. We'll talk about what Durham's doing.
Number one.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration forecasts all major home heating bills will increase significantly because of higher fuel costs and potentially colder weather this winter.
Hurting every aspect of our lives. That's what the lack of action on economic stresses is doing to the American people. All items, energy prices spike, supplies wane, the products, the gas prices, and how John Kerry's green economy is taking the green out of all of our pockets. And with me right now to talk about anything, well, John, I'll throw out any question about anything. You'll answer them, right? You've prepared everything.
All right, this is lightning round. Go ahead.
All right, first off, out of everything we've talked about, I should have made number two number one, and that is the Durham investigation. And I could just imagine that you're sitting there and 99% of the White House press corps is convinced that somehow the number one story is Trump-Russia. And as you look at the Durham investigation and you see it deconstruct the whole Russian narrative, and before I get specific, what are your thoughts now? Because you were an Army of One.
Yeah, but I was because...
Just skeptical. You weren't taking a side. You were skeptical.
I wanted to make sure that we had all the facts, whereas many of my colleagues didn't care about the facts. They just cared about what people were saying.
It's the only
they
topic.
Went around with it. Because if you could say something negative about President Trump back then, if you were part of the legacy mainstream media, you almost would take the ball and just run with it. And now we're seeing Durham come out with all of this information that not only was the entire Russia collusion investigation predicated on a falsehood, but people were lying to the FBI about their sourcing. And now even Eric Wemple from The Washington Post, who's often highly critical of Fox News, is now turning his eye back on The Washington Post and other media organizations saying, you've got some explaining to do about why you ran with this narrative with very little proof. And even yesterday on The View, when Morgan Ortegas was going head-to-head against Adam Schiff said, well, who could have in the early days of this investigation ever considered that people were lying about it? Hello? It was a political campaign. What do people do in a political campaign? They don't always tell the truth.
And by the way, that's what he accused Donald Trump of doing every single day, lying. Here's that exchange, cut 15.
You've defended, promoted, you even read into the congressional record the Steele dossier. And we know last week the main source of the dossier was indicted by the FBI for lying about most of the key claims in that dossier.
First of all, whoever lied to the FBI or lied to Christopher Steele should be prosecuted.
But you
the
may President have also spread Russian disinformation yourself for years by promoting this. I think that's what Republicans and what people who entrusted you as the Intel Committee Chair are so confused about your culpability in all of this.
Well, I completely disagree with your premise. It's one thing to say allegations should be investigated, and they were. Mm-hmm. It's another to say that we should have foreseen in advance that some people were lying to Christopher Steele. But let's not use that as a smokescreen to somehow shield Donald Trump's culpability for inviting Russia to help him in the election, which they did, for trying to coerce Ukraine into helping him in the next election. None of that is undercut. None of that serious misconduct is in any way diminished by the fact that people lied to Christopher Steele.
No, I think just your credibility is.
See how he told, first of all, he totally skewered. We're talking about the Ukraine investigation. We're talking about those comments he made
I'm sorry.
On the campaign trail.
I'm sorry. If people lie, they should be prosecuted. But it doesn't change the overall narrative that Donald Trump did bad things during the campaign, which the entire investigation was predicated on a lie. I mean, it's stunning that he can continue with that narrative to me. As a journalist,
book on it.
For him to be able to have the temerity to say what he said there to Morgan, based on the fact that we now know, according to some very learned legal minds, including Andy McCarthy, that this whole thing was predicated on a falsehood. How he sticks to that idea that let's not let the fact that people lied get in the way of Donald Trump doing bad things, which, by the way, people lied about him doing.
So I'm just going to explain a little bit about what's unfolded that we can confirm. This guy, Chuck Dolan Jr., who was an aide to Strobe Talbert during the Clinton years and considering very tight with the family and a Democratic operative with great Russia connections, actually worked with this guy, Dushenko, who is the Russian that was just indicted and pleaded not guilty today. And he was the one who got information, perhaps from Dolan. He, Dushenko, who sounds Russian and is, but is linked with the Brookings Institute, a liberal think tank, gets that information, which is a collection of fiction, we now know, gives it to Steele. It becomes the Steele dossier. So this
paid for in part by the DNC and the Clinton campaign,
which was one and the same because the DNC was out of money
and washed through Perkins Coie, the legal team for the Clinton campaign.
So Steele is so determined to get this in the mainstream, he goes and starts meeting in the fall prior to the election with different media outlets. He gets a susceptible arm in Mother Jones. They publish this story. They have the dossier. It gets to McCain's hands and others. It gets dropped on everybody's desk. It's like, listen, Trump is a bad guy. Look at this dossier. Assuming that it's correct. And having said all that, it comes forward, this goes out, and then BuzzFeed says, I see this dossier, I'll publish it. I don't know if it's valid, but I'll just publish it.
Sure.
Comey goes, tell the FBI, it might be true, it might not be true, but it's out there. So you're sitting there in the White House press briefing when the president wins, and then he's president-elect, and you're hearing of how he's corrupt, this is not real, you're watching Flynn go down, you're watching K.T. McFarland go down, you're watching McMaster come in, you're seeing this happen, it's all the whole Russia probe. Your attorney general, he's compromised, he worked on the campaign, he is now out, we got to get a special counsel. Now think about this, if all this proves to be as true as it is, if you're Donald Trump, you're saying, what the hell is happening? I have no connections to Russia.
Here's the stunning part of all of this for me. How long did Bob Mueller investigate this?
Is it 2 years?
How many people did he have on his team?
How much did he spend?
How many interviews did he do?
How many raids?
And he didn't find this stuff out that Durham is finding out. Now, Durham's been at this for a long time, and it's very meticulous and very slow in developing. But if Mueller did a thorough investigation that led to this report that a lot of people say did not exonerate Trump, in fact, it damned him even further, why didn't he find any of this? That's the part that I don't
You don't
understand.
Have an answer to that. That's not rhetorical. You don't have an answer.
I don't have an answer.
Well, when you saw Mueller testify, clearly he's a shell of what he was. Right? I mean, he was not, he did not seem well. He couldn't put a sentence together. He didn't know it was in his own report. He was the King of England in this report. I mean, he basically just handed it off. So I don't know who did this investigation. I guess it was that guy, the lawyer that ended up on MSNBC with the deal, who was leaking all this information. So this came out. I'm going to think about this. And people are getting caught up and saying, Brian, why are you talking about Russia? I'm just trying to tell you that the American people lost because we had a president that was totally hamstrung, and we have all of his workers, his supporters, his cabinet members were totally distracted. And we just watched Kash Patel on our channel with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer say his legal fees, because of investigation,
more than
$100,000, he had to open it up. So it's we're back again to all this. Think about Michael Flynn's career. Think about K.T. McFarland's career.
Yeah, K.T. was talking about it as well, saying that this whole investigation took down her career. She was out of the public eye for 2 years as she tried to lay low and rebuild her future. It took down so many people on an investigation that was predicated on a lie.
Jonathan Turley said it's now confirmed that Barack Obama was briefed as president his final month that Hillary Clinton's campaign, in an effort to distract from her email scandal, concocted this whole thing. So he knew it. And the other thing who knew it is Jake Sullivan, and this is why you should care. Jake Sullivan's a national security advisor to the President of the United States, and he has been unveiled as the foreign policy advisor involved in this disinformation under oath.
The one that Michael Sussman, who was indicted by Durham, talked to about this.
So all this stuff about the Russia hoax, this phony, all of it is... It was a total scam, and everyone involved in all the reporting, and I just wonder who knew and who was duped. Like, does McCabe know he's being duped? Does Strzok know he's being duped? Do all these characters, are they naive?
Did they care if they were being duped? Here's some bad, excuse me, long COVID continues. Did they care? Anything bad about Trump seemed to end up on the front page of the newspaper, whether it was verified or not. And a lot of very big news organizations had to quietly, in corrections, take it back. We've seen that a number of times. So covering that White House, anytime anything bad about Trump came to the surface, it would almost instantaneously fire across the media universe. And I found myself at times, because I had some very good sources inside the whole Trump apparatus, being the only person who was saying, well, wait a second. That's not what several people who are close to the president are saying. Oh, you're just buying into their lies. Well, guess who bought into the lies? Not me.
I'll play it out from inside. You know, you weren't the only one with access. There's a lot of people who wrote a lot of negative things about the president who he kept giving access to. And if they wanted to get the president's point of view, they could have got it and used it and say the president's pushing back hard on this.
They could have, but, you know, for the most part... I mean, that whole thing with Trump and Woodward and other people, Trump was
trying Maggie Haberman nonstop.
He was trying to control the narrative, thought that he could charm people into writing something nice about him, which was a naive perspective, because people were only out to sell books. They weren't out to sell wonderful books like The President and the Freedom Fighter, which tells the truth about Abraham Lincoln.
History.
And Frederick Douglass. They wanted to sell books about just how rotten and horrible Donald Trump was, according to their perspective. And so if there was anything that would exonerate Trump, that wasn't something that they wanted to consider.
And I want to talk about something else when we get back, including your show, What Do You Have Today at 1. But I will say this. What I always appreciated with you, no matter who you're working for, is you knew this was the President of the United States. You had a tone of respect. What I really appreciate about Peter Ducey, he's polite. You know, he's like, well, what about this? You have a follow-up, you'd be direct, but there's always a sense of deference. That's mm-hmm. the way we were brought up. That's the way the tone they took with Trump was he was the worst person on the planet. How dare you say in front of me?
The reason was because if you got up in Trump's face based on who he was before he became president, you could launch your media career by doing that. I never felt the need to launch a media career, so I just played it straight the entire way through.
Right. And for the most part, people are nice to Jen Psaki and deferential to the president. They're not short-tempered. They're not sighing. They're not yelling at him like Jim Acosta was yelling at him at times. It's like, who's the president here?
I mean, from time to time, you got frustrated.
Yeah.
A couple of times that
he got mad at you.
Yeah. And I probably got upset with them, too, at one or two points. But you know, in the overall, I had very good relationships with everyone from the president on down, and it was an interesting 4 years.
We'll see if it's a Grover Cleveland situation, and we'll back.
Comes back.
Will they grab John Roberts back? When we come back, what else is on tap today? We're watching Kyle Rittenhouse talk. We're watching the president go over to the Baltimore docks to try to get a hold of the supply chain, go to Los Angeles. And we watched the vice president of the United States addressing a left-wing educational group that's run by George Soros. So that really helps. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back in a moment.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, bringing you breaking news first.
Joining us now is John Roberts, right from the White House.
Brian, yeah. I'm sorry. Can I put you on hold for a second? I'm sorry. I've got an official I need to talk to right now.
You don't want to miss a minute.
Can you come back to me in 90 seconds?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be the first to hear it.
Hear it first with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on Trundlebit?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 11-year-old with amazing math skills makes today's Dean's List. Sanna Heiermath was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2, but that didn't stop her from conquering the world's most challenging problems. Sanna's parents learned their daughter was a math whiz when she was 7 years old. The first time she was introduced to multiplication, she grasped it immediately. But because of her autism, she failed math in school. She couldn't hold her pencil and was different from other kids. But she was gifted and her family knew it. Her parents entered her in the Guinness World Records, and she was timed while multiplying a dozen randomly generated digits. She completed the task in under 10 minutes, and she didn't need anything to do it. She did it all in her head. Sanna loves music, swimming, and bike riding, along with math. Her family says traditional school didn't work for their daughter, so she's homeschooled, and since then has blossomed. Sanna, keep shining. Your family is proud of you, and so are we. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Penn Badgley and Victoria Pedretti of the hit Netflix thriller You, which returns October 15th with a new season set in the suburbs.
I think being in like marriage and parenthood, they both have the responsibility to take care of others more. You know, just it's more, it thrusts on them more. I mean, ideally in a relationship, you are taking, you know, your significant other into consideration, but you're not fully thrust into it the same way when you like have a family.
While we know murder, obsession, and secrecy will follow, watching the killer couple in suburbia also has its moment.
I loved when they, I guess this isn't much of a spoiler, they show to a birthday party really early.
And three seasons in, Badgley shares his way of escaping the intensity of revisiting Joe.
Two tools that I use all the time, like in my trailer and when I'm at home, and prayer and meditation is really invaluable with a very invisible task like acting and inhabiting someone like Joe.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
As it relates to energy prices, to have some of those potentially double along the way, they shut down the Democrats shut down the Keystone Pipeline. They locked up the access to petroleum products off of public lands. They don't want to do anything at ANWR. They don't want to do these things that allow Americans to live a quality of life that they need to live. And to have the gas prices go up, that's going to affect absolutely every single person. And it's all self-inflicted by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
It's up 60%. John Roberts here. He's getting to host his show at 1. John, before I want to get rushed, who do you have coming up on your show, America Reports, with Sandra?
We're going to be talking with Morgan Ortegas today. Perfect. About her dust up with Adam Schiff yesterday. Mark Siegel's going to be on talking about the latest COVID summit that Anthony Blinken had.
Did he go?
No, he didn't go to it, no. But it was a multi-nation summit talking about COVID and the way forward. But we still don't know about the origins of COVID. We don't even think that China was involved in this. Larry Kudlow will be coming up, Tom Homan. And Joe Piscopo is going to join us as well to talk about Nancy Pelosi at that wedding the other day, maskless, along with all the other movers and shakers.
As well as New Jersey. My goodness, what a message that was. Almost won the governor's race. That truck driver, $153, kicked out the state senator, was supposed to be the next governor.
Truck driver on a Harley. You got to love that.
Right. And so that's good information. Also, we got the Rittenhouse story. Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot two people and is on trial for murder, spent the rest of his life in prison, just broke down on the stand. Just a quick question about you. Out of everything that you've done in your career, being at Fox, what has it been like? How different is this place and your job as to other places from CNN to CBS?
This is the best place I've ever worked. It really is. It's the philosophy of Fox News. It's the people who work here, and not just you, Brian.
Yeah. I know. Is there anybody besides me?
I love Brian Kilmeade, but literally to a person, everyone that works here at Fox has got a great perspective on life. They got a great perspective on the news. They've got a great perspective on competition. And it's reflected in the ratings. The fact that the Fox News channel gets more viewers than CNN and MSNBC combined, and on election night more than doubled their combined numbers, is an indication that we're doing something that people can appreciate. And here's the thing that a lot of people at home don't understand. We have a large number of independents who watch Fox News, and we even have a substantial number of Democrats.
Absolutely.
Who watch Fox News.
It's been a program, it's counter program. We all do our own thing, and now you know exactly what you're going to be doing between 1 and 3 every day, unlike the White House Correspondent Shop, which never ends.
It's nice, you know, and hats off to Peter Ducey. He's doing a fabulous job, and Jackie Heinrich as well, and everybody, the whole team over there at the White House. I blew my brains out for 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, covering the election and the Trump administration. So it's nice to be able to go home and see my kids once in a while.
Absolutely. And Sandra Smith is great to work with,
She's in two different places.
Hey, listen, 1 to 3, Watch America Reports. When we come back, we find out, go inside the economy, some stunning numbers with Charles Payne, as good as it gets in business. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Brian. It was a pleasure.
A bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive benefits.
Anna Steen, Cox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're energy independent. This administration comes in, the first thing they do is cancel the Keystone Pipeline. Second thing they do, no new leases on public lands for energy production. So the president is now begging OPEC to increase production to reduce our gas prices because of his own actions. It makes no sense.
And that's what Mitch McConnell was saying. He's not pretending to be an economist. He's just being practical and political. He's saying, listen, are you kidding? It's these things are within our grasp to fix. Inflation for October, in case you do not know, it came across at 8:30 Eastern time, hotter than expected, rising 0.9% from a month ago compared to the 0.6% expected, which was high. Consumers are paying 6.2% more for their goods. All six major food groups over the last 12 months, prices are on the rise. Meat, beef, pork on the rise. Gasoline up 50%. Fuel oil 60%. Let's bring in Charles Payne. Charles, instead of talking about investing like you were doing at your forum and how to make the most of our money, this is about holding on to our money, isn't it?
It is, and it's the cat's out of the bag, right? Everybody knows this. You know, it's not even about necessarily trying to be an economist. The numbers you referred to this morning, everyone listening knew it, right? Wall Street maybe just crunched them and put them out there, or the government, but everyone knows and everyone can see this, and this is why people are extraordinarily upset. This has been bubbling up for so long. I want to add one more thing. We just got the data on what real wages were in October. Because, you know, we always get these numbers and they say, okay, wages went up, let's say 5%. It sounds good. Okay, 5% is fine. You go into the store with more money, you come out with less bags. That's because, for instance, in October, real wages were down 0.5%. It's a huge number. They have been down every single month except two this year. That's homes. That's people listening to this radio show. These are people who are trying to figure out how to make ends meet when their real incomes are going down precipitously because of inflation.
So how much is preventable, Charles? You know this stuff better than anyone. How much is policy?
Oh, a ton is policy. Let's go by the – let's start with the categories. First, energy / gasoline. Call off the war. Call off the war on fossil fuels. You announced to the world you were going to destroy this industry. I'm sure you've seen this video floating around with the nominee for controller of the currency, who actually said it was necessary to put small American businesses, oil businesses, bankrupt, to make them bankrupt. This is what this administration wants. They want to bankrupt companies. We lost 120,000 workers in the oil industry in the last year. There's 900,000 left. They are essentially saying they want those other 900,000 to join the 120,000 on the unemployment line as they go begging OPEC to produce more oil. They're begging Russia to produce more oil. We can be producing it here, better, cleaner, faster, creating more prosperity and economic opportunities. And by the way, they could take the taxes from that to fund the clean energy agenda. It's just that you cannot make it happen overnight. So that's extremely preventable. They've gone to war, and the casualties are every American household. Number two, supply chain. You see all those ships backed up in California. Well, today President Biden's going to go down, I think, to the port of Baltimore. Pretty empty. Why are they backed up at the port of California? Remember that bill, AB5? They came out, and it was really – they wanted to unionize Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
Well, 70% of the truck drivers in California are independent contractors. They're impacted by AB5. They can't even go in there. So, again, preventable. Why are you attacking independent businesses, small businesses? Someone owns one rig. Why are you crushing their ability to make money? Okay, we all pay the price for it. The STEMIs. That last round of money, $1.9 trillion, it was completely 1,000% unnecessary. We did not need it. 50% went to pay down bills. 30% of it was saved. That is a lot of money. People took 30% when shopping. Well, that drove prices up. Here's the tough thing. When you do work and somehow you don't qualify for these things, and you go to the store and people who didn't work at all, for whatever reason, are driving up the prices of things that you want and need. And by the way, you worked for. You have to hit the alarm clock in the morning. Then you're like, golly, it's 5 o'clock again already? And that's the resentment. That's the resentment. I watch this stuff so closely, Brian. I know when this economic news is going to become Main Street news like 3 or 4 months ahead of time. And it always centers around independence. When you see that needle start to move about with the independence, that's when you know something's wrong.
Absolutely. I want you to hear just a flash of how you say this, how they could have handled things. Here's what they said about things. Cut three.
The tragedy of the treadmill that's delayed.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this.
If we were all going out and having lunch together and I said, let's ask whoever's in the next table, no matter how what restaurant we're in, have them explain the supply chain to us. Think they'd understand what we're talking about?
Okay, that's a big help, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. You know, on top of it all, this is like Nero. I mean, that's a version of playing the fiddle right there while Rome burns down. So yesterday, the New York Fed, they do this thing where they survey consumers, and they ask them about everything, housing and all. This is very important because the Federal Reserve bases its policies in part not where the numbers are, but where we think they're going to be. So where we think 1 year inflation is going to be is 5.7%. That is absolutely that's a by far record. 3 years, 4.2%, which means that this is persistent and won't go away. In those numbers, what's also intriguing to me when I looked at it, so people with a high school diploma or less or just some college, their numbers were around 6% and 6.2%. Folks with a BA, a bachelor's degree or more, they were under 5%, like 4.5%. What does this tell you? The crowd that Joe Biden runs around with, inflation doesn't bother them.
Yep.
They don't know it exists. And this is why he had to go around the restaurant to tables, because here's the joke. The joke was on him. that somehow everybody at his table understood this, and yet they didn't understand. They don't understand the pain they're causing everybody else at that restaurant. That was the real joke.
I know it is, and the thing is too. By the way, we can fundamentally explain the supply chain. It is very easy. You don't have trucks. You can't unload chips, and we can't get it to the shelves. That's why our stuff is missing. Gasoline's up 50%, fuel oil 59%, natural gas up 28%, electricity rising at 6.5%, and they say turkeys are running out. They say out of the there will be something that we can't get for Thanksgiving this year. I know that is a fortunate problems, but it's also something Americans are not used to. We don't want to lower our standards. We don't want to stop ordering stuff. I'm pretty sure that's not the American way. But I want to bring you to this. This is what I heard the other day, and you just unwind this. It doesn't matter that America's not pumping as much or drilling on private lands. It's a global market. No matter how much we pump, it wouldn't have affected the prices because we're not selling to ourselves. What's the reality on energy?
Oh, boy. We don't have to sell to our. We are selling to ourselves. We pump it here, and our oil companies, you know, distribute it to gasoline stations. I mean, so that's kind of dumb in the first place. But the less amount that we have to import from overseas, the better off we are. That money stays here. It creates investments. It creates jobs. It lets people send their kids to college. Also stops us from sending money overseas that eventually ends up in the hands of terrorists or rogue regimes. So that's one of the dumbest. It is a global commodity. There's no doubt about that. And it can be swayed by actions around the world. But it can also be swayed by the fact that we became the number one oil producer in the world through 20 years of innovation, hard work, and dedication, and great investments. We took dry oil wells, and we learned how to frack them. We learned how to bring them back to life. When we brought them back to life, we brought cities back to life. We brought towns back to life. We brought entire states back to life. Whoever said that is a complete idiot about real life. They live in a laboratory somewhere, and they're crunching numbers, and they need to meet more human beings.
Okay, I want you to tell me, I appreciate you saying that. I want you to hear what Harold Ford said yesterday on one of your favorite shows, outside this one and yours, on The Five, Cut 7.
This is not a binary choice. Either you end fossil fuels and pursue a complete green energy platform. If I were in the administration tonight, I would definitely tap the strategic oil reserve, not because it's going to solve the problem, but it sends a message to the world that we're willing to do things to enable ourselves to be sufficient. Two, he should reverse the XL pipeline decision, largely because I think it does the first thing I said, that it signals to the world how serious we are. And if you think about that pipeline, it's heavy. That it's transporting that heavier crude, which we can refine here. I'd modernize our pipelines here in the country. We have to. Again, we're not saying we don't believe that green energy is the future, but we have to sustain ourselves now.
So he's just talking about, as a center-left Democrat, doing the things that are going to affect people's lives. He doesn't have to necessarily become a Republican. Can you possibly do something to help the country? What do you about to think about some of these things, some symbolic, that he talks about doing?
I love him. I mean, you're right about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We don't really have to hit that if we do the rest of the things. And here's the thing. You know, there's a thing out there called the ESG movement. Environmental sustainability and governance, and it is a juggernaut. You know, for all the stories that Fox does about wokeness and this college did that and this school did this, this is the juggernaut. This right now, I think about $10-20 trillion worth of investing dollars are under this so-called ESG guys. And this is why you can't get big projects. You can't invest them in this country. The big oil projects that we would like to produce, because the Wall Street won't put the money in there anymore. And so what we've created here is we need the president to use the bully pulpit to say, Wall Street, yes, it's okay to invest in American companies and American jobs, because we are going to transition. It's going to be an orderly transition. It's going to be a brilliant, smart transition. It's not going to be one that destroys the hope and dreams of American people by spiking inflation through the roof where they can barely make ends meet. We're not going to get there. You know, it's ironic that anyone would talk about oil being a global product. Well, climate change is a global product. And if the biggest polluters in the world aren't doing anything about it, why should we sacrifice our own prosperity? It is so dumb. You know, I equate it to folks, the primitive countries where people lived next to a volcano and thought they had to make sacrifices to the volcano gods, you know, to stop it from erupting. That's what we're doing. We're making sacrifices to the climate change volcano god when we don't have to.
I love the analogy. Even I can understand it. Charles Payne, how was your conference yesterday? You had a lot of first-time investors, people talking about getting into the market. What was your approach with that town hall?
It was so amazing, Brian. It exceeded my expectations. I just got goosebumps just now. You know, I have been an advocate for everyone investing in the market my whole life. It got me out of Harlem, out of the ghetto, out of poverty. It allowed me to send my son to college. He graduates from college next month. He'll graduate debt-free. It allowed me to buy my mother a house in her hometown. And the house I bought her, she couldn't go to when she was a kid because blacks weren't allowed on that side of town unless they were servants. It allowed me to buy my daughter and my granddaughter a house last month. It is so amazing. It is, and it's, you know, every day we are in the market. Everything we touch is connected to the stock market. I've always just argued and said, own this. Be part owner of these companies instead of just giving them your money. So we're in the middle of an investor revolution that just is blowing my mind. What I love about it most is that these are folks who are saying, Wall Street, we want to kind of do it different. You know, because you told my mom that if she loaded up on IBM, General Electric, General Motors, and ExxonMobil, and didn't worry about it, 20 years later, she'd be okay. Well, 20 years later, she was down 40%. So we want to do it a little bit different. And if you call us dumb because of that, it's okay. You know. And so that's why I love this revolution. Mm-hmm. People are taking their financial destinies in their hands, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Wow. And you started with did you start with a lot of money in the market?
No, I started with $1,000. You know, I bought my first mutual fund when I was 17. I started working when I was 12. So, you know, always kind of household, had a little money here and there, summer jobs, this, that, shovel snow, clean windshields at red lights, whatever I had to do. And I saved up a grand. I bought my first mutual fund when I was 17. My mom had to co-sign for me because I wasn't old enough. And then a year later, after joining the Air Force, I bought my first stock, a company called MCI. People remember MCI, but it was a different company back then. And what made me love it? I read this article about this maverick, and this guy was taking on the biggest corporation in the world, AT&T. You know how he was doing it? He was piggybacking rooftop antennas. Remember the old antennas everyone had on their roof?
Yep.
He was using those to create a communication system to rival the biggest juggernaut in the world. I loved it. I said, this is my kind of guy. I'm putting my money with him. And I did extraordinarily well. So, you know, that's how I started.
And you have an aptitude for it, and you outstudy everybody. Charles, he's a host of Making Money with Charles Payne, weekdays from 2 to 3 on FBN. Charles, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You got it. When we come back, we'll find out if there's more to know.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
And paid for by MaxFace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
This is Fox on Justice. A tenured professor is suing UCLA for trying to fire him after he refused to grade students by race. It happened shortly after the death of George Floyd when Professor Gordon Klein and other instructors received an email asking that black students be graded with, quote, leniency and excused from the final exam. Klein refused, and since class was Zoom only, he didn't know students' color.
If you're going to say that, you're going to have to articulate a rule. What does it mean to be black? What do you do if somebody's of mixed parentage? Is that half credit? What do you do there?
The next day, UCLA received 12,000 signatures asking Klein be fired for being insensitive and racist. The dean condemned Klein in a message to some 40,000 alumni, as did the Anderson School's Twitter page, before it suspended and banned Klein from campus. Though later overturned, Klein is suing UCLA. No comment from the university. In Los Angeles, William Lajeunesse, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A monumental decision. Kids as young as 5 are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky endorsing the recommendation of the agency's advisory panel with jabs for younger kids crossing the final hurdle. It's up to parents to decide whether or not to get their kids inoculated from the virus. Walensky acknowledged the risk of severe disease and death is lower in kids than adults, but gave the go-ahead for the shots because the pandemic has had an overall impact on children's social and mental health and education.
Pediatric vaccination has the power to help us change all of that and to let us move towards schools as we once knew it and hope it can be. A safe and enriching environment for all of our children.
The smaller dose, one-third of an adult vaccine, will be administered in 2 shots, 3 weeks apart. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were people right there.
Take a deep breath, pal.
That's what I...
That's hard to listen to. That's Kyle Rittenhouse. He's a young man who... had a rifle with him when he went down to Kenosha to try to bring some peace there. He ends up getting confronted by some protesters, rioters, aggressively went after him. From what I saw in the video, it was totally self-defense, but they're playing it out now. He's on the stand. Prosecution has rested, and this is defense, and they asked him to bring him through the exact moment when he fired his gun, and at that point, he lost his composure. He's now back on the stand speaking. Man, what drama is taking place here? And so far, the prosecution has really stepped in it because people are afraid of lying, and they know that this guy was in self-defense, in my humble opinion. And you see some of the clips to saying that, why did he hit you? Why did he shoot you? Well, I pointed my gun at him. That's exactly what self-defense is. If the gun is pointed at you, you're allowed to shoot that person. You don't have to take a bullet in order to hit one back. So have you seen all the video and you see all the angles? Of course, there's going to be people who cry if he's found innocent, he should be. But if there's going to be people who cry racism, but it was the rampant looting and destroying of a city what prompted him to go out and guard for store owners because the cops weren't. The cops saw him. They waved to him. They knew he was no threat. However, he was a threat to the protesters who were upset about a shooting that took place earlier.
And regarding the breakdown, Jonathan Turley tweeted out that the defense has done a strong job on direct and that the defense attorneys often do not want to risk such a testimony like this. However, it's a clear strategy that they're aiming for an acquittal, not just a hung jury. He said with the prosecution's witnesses imploding early, it would have been tempting just to minimize the risk and not put Rittenhouse on the stand. However, the move could have left lingering doubts with the juror. So if they wanted to nail the acquittal, they were putting him on the stand.
Wow. What do you think about that? I mean, that sounds genius. It's like go for the knockout. I don't want to go to the cards. I want the knockout. I want this thing stopped.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. We have the clip from last night, right? I don't know if we have time. We're going to run out of time.
We have the music playing. Sorry.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame. But, yeah, we're going to see this. And I also have an inside source on this case, and he's pretty famous. And I hopefully, he said when this case is over, he's going to come forward, and I'll bring him to this show. I'll see you at RJ Julia tonight in Connecticut. I'll see you Thursday in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I'll see you Friday in Albany, New York. Be there. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Congressional Budget Office score on a cornerstone of President Biden's economic agenda will be a pivotal moment for lawmakers in the House and Senate.
Pressure is mounting on the chief agency tasked with scoring the budgetary impact of legislation as the Congressional Budget Office crunches the numbers for a sweeping $1.7 trillion social spending and climate package that Democrats are working quickly to pass. If the score is above $1.7 trillion, it could give West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin and other centrists a reason to oppose the measure and to push for additional cuts. Progressives have already seen their prize $3.5 trillion measure whittled in half. Moderate House Democrats say that they want more fiscal information from the CBO about the bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Thousands of bogus emails were sent under the FBI banner warning recipients that they were under attack. The Daily Mail is reporting a hacker was able to gain access to an FBI email account to send out those messages. And the supply chain crisis thickens as officials in ports in Los Angeles and San Diego say there are now over 80 ships at anchor offshore with an average wait time to offload of 17 days. That's double what it was 2 months ago. A freak storm Saturday with hail and heavy rain in New York. A tornado spotted over Long Island in middle afternoon. No reports of any injuries, but lots of reports of downed trees and power lines and a lot of damaged homes. Virginia's new lieutenant governor-elect, Winsome Sears, says the state's new governor plans to waste no time in implementing the changes he promised before the election.
Glenn has a plan that's called his day one plan. And as I have said, I don't know if we're going to make it to day two, because he's going to work us to death on day one alone.
Sears tells the Salem Radio Network she and Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin also plan to ease the tax burden on Virginia families and improve choice in the state's school system. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A woman charged 2 years ago with trespassing at the Bronx Zoo and taunting the lions now wanted again for doing the same thing this past week.
Cell phone video shows the woman, who police identified as 32-year-old Maya Autry, in a fenced-in area at the lion exhibit Thursday. She's wearing a red dress, leopard print shawl, and blonde wig. There's a moat separating her from the lion, which she's talking to while holding roses, and at one point tosses money at the animal. The Bronx Zoo said in a statement, the situation involves one individual who is determined to harass our lions with no regard for her safety. Police say she left the scene before zoo staff could get to her, but now they're looking for her. Julie Walker, New York.
Birthdays on Sunday. Former NASA astronaut Fred Hayes turns 88. Rock singer, musician, pianist Yanni is 67. And former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, also 67. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The North Dakota State Senate passed a bill Friday banning critical race theory in schools.
North Dakota becomes the latest Republican-controlled state to take legislative action against CRT in public education. The bill passed the Senate 38-9 Friday after it cleared the state House 76-16 on Thursday. It's not clear whether Republican Governor Doug Burgum will sign the bill. The one-page bill says that public schools and districts shall ensure instruction on its curriculum is factual and may not include instruction relating to critical race theory. CRT has become a major divisive factor in American politics. Patrick Foss reporting.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is going to run again for re-election this next year. That despite the fact former President Trump vowing to see her replaced by a more conservative Republican. Murkowski opposed the confirmation for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and also voted to impeach President Trump. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. Yes, New York will soon be the first place anywhere to demand that five-year-olds show their vaccination cards. It'll be great. Going out to a restaurant, everyone's got their cards except little Billy. If not, you're going to have to sit in the car till we're done at Applebee's. You heard it. When I give you your vaccination card, you lose it. You're going to have to learn a lesson. Right. That's what Mayor de Blasio is going to do, continuing to plague the country with these unnecessary mandates. They're coming for your kids now. Before we get to Chris Wallace and at the bottom of the hour, one of America's finest historians, H.W. Brands, let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
I think you're looking at legitimate allies. I think you're pushing, that includes AMSIS, you're probably pushing up close to 100,000. For example, if you have 6,000 Afghan special operators, which we do, then you look at 20,000 family members. Right. That's what's not being talked about.
Is this sickening? A Veterans Day is today. Once again, a disastrous exit from Afghanistan has us wondering how we could leave so many behind and how many private groups are looking to help get our people out and why the Pentagon, the State Department and the White House isn't.
Number two.
The defense is going to be making a motion for a mistrial. However, that motion is going to be requested with prejudice. I'm aware that the court's aware that normally a defense motion for a mistrial does not preclude a retrial.
Rittenhouse, the teenager who's on trial for murder when the case is clearly showing self-defense. The trial, the details as they unfold, as they have unfolded, but why I believe this entire tragic story could have been avoided if we didn't have a war on cops.
Number one.
Everything from a gallon of gas to a loaf of bread costs more, and it's worrisome, even though wages are going up. We still face challenges, and we have to tackle them. We have to tackle them head on.
Right. We'll tackle them head on. Can somebody? It's your economy, if I dare I say stupid. President Biden presiding over the slow-motion car crash of what was once an American revival and how his policies are sending us backward, how his next package could bring us down, inflation at its highest in 30 years, our supply chain all jammed up, the rise in energy prices stunning. It's hurting everyone. Chris Wallace joins us now. He was off last week, the untold story of 247-day hunt to bring the mastermind of 9/11 to justice. Countdown Bin Laden still available. Chris, welcome back.
I wasn't off last week. I was busy. I was getting a big award for journalism at the Panetta Institute in California.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch my show, I interviewed a bunch of people, and I got the award, and I wasn't off. I was working.
Oh, so you were interviewing people from the on location?
Well, some in D.C., including Liz Cheney. And what do you think of Liz Cheney?
I've always liked her. I thought she's extremely smart, very tough. No one's going to change my mind about George W. Bush either. I think George Bush is a great guy. I mean, I think he's a much better president than anyone let on. I thought Dick Cheney could not have been more experienced in what he did. I felt like the decisions he made could not come from a lack of caring or a lack of knowledge, former Secretary of Defense, that whole era. I thought Liz Cheney was extremely valuable to her father. So, she knows where she stands. She's anti-Trump. So, and as long as Trump's around, she will always be, she's going to have to fight for her seat very hard. In fact, experts think she might not retain it.
But you don't have a problem with her taking that position out as a matter of conscience?
Absolutely not. I mean, the January 6th.
I agree with
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not.
She has the courage of her convictions.
Yeah, that's real. It's not personal. It's real.
No.
And that's who she is, yeah.
Good. I agree. I think, frankly, I think she's a patriot. Now, you can disagree with her, but, January 6th did happen, and, it's something that we can't just sweep under the – just like 9/11 happened. Like a lot of terrible things happen, and you got to try to figure out what happened and why it happened.
Absolutely.
And I guess I am curious when you see some people in this Republican caucus who were really out there. I mean, Paul Gosar. I mean, the congressman from Arizona. I mean, have you seen that video?
I've seen the video.
It's
dumb.
It's awful.
Yeah.
What?
Dumb.
Yeah, well, I think it's worse than that. I mean, showing attacking AOC and attacking I'm surprised the Secret Service hasn't gotten to him and talked to him. I mean, there's freedom of speech, and I respect that, but it's sending images that are threatening about the president of the United States. I don't care if it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama or whomever. That's over the line. And I guess I'm a little shocked that a Republican Party, and, you know, there's a lot of people in the Republican Party I respect, somehow that Liz Cheney is in more trouble than Paul Gosar. There's something wrong there.
Couple of things. Number one, the biggest story is not January 6th right now, but if you watch any other channel, it is on literally three quarters of every hour. Number two, if there's a Republican that wants to come out against Donald Trump, get in line. They've been coming out from day one. I mean, Bill Kristol now is, seeing eye to eye with the most liberal person on the left. You could line up some anti-Trumpers, traditional Republicans. To me, that's not a story. To me, is work within the Trump era to be successful as a Republican. She made a decision. I have no interest in doing that. And I think people like Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney, who came out against Trump, did not see him surviving, especially without social media, which is another sub-story, is how are we overplaying how much social media means to a successful candidate. But the biggest story in this country is not January 6th. It is the people that are filling up their gas tank, going shopping, hoping to get a gift, wondering why who live for the most people, middle to lower class, is the bulk of the country. And they're wondering, what are people doing to rein in the spending? I have an idea. Let's spend more.
Well, look, I don't know which is a more important story. There's no question that inflation is the biggest story right now because it's new right now. And I agree with you that it directly affects people's lives. This is a political killer if they don't get it under control, and I'm not sure they can. Look, I think that there are some things that you can blame Biden and his agenda for directly.
Energy.
You had energy and inflation and the spending.
Yeah.
You know, you had Larry Summers, who is a pretty liberal guy. He was the Treasury Secretary for Bill Clinton. He was the head of the National Economic Council, top White House economic advisor for Barack Obama. And back last spring, he said, you're going to unleash inflation. He was less concerned about the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better because they're over time. And to some degree, they're paid for. But he was really concerned about the COVID relief bill and putting $2 trillion into the economy then. And, how many times did we hear people from Joe Biden on down say inflation was going to be, quote, transitory? Well, you know, you could say life is transitory, but at a certain point, it's pretty permanent. And, you know, here we are 6-8 months later. And we still got inflation, and in fact, it's getting worse, not better.
Let me just finish quickly.
That has enormous practical implications for everybody's lives, and it is a political killer. If people go and they, you know, that's something they directly feel, as opposed to a lot of other things we talk about. And if you go to the gas station, you go to the grocery store, and it costs a lot more than it used to, you feel that, you notice that.
I want you to hear what Mark Penn just said. As you know, he was a longtime Clinton pollster. Let's listen.
It's about as difficult a situation as I've seen outside an indictment or an impeachment. I mean, we really saw ratings start to tank over the summer, greatly accelerated with what happened in Afghanistan. And now on top of that, you know, runaway inflation after the administration predicted that inflation would be transitory is really a perfect storm against the administration. So it's about as difficult a situation as that I can imagine. And I always have what I call the rule of 50. The minute you go below 50, it accelerates downward because everyone realizes it's in their political advantage to kick you. And I kind of think that's what's happened.
And that's why you have 10 senators writing him, Democratic senators writing him yesterday, President Biden. That was Mark Penn talking about 38% approval rating of the president, 27% of the vice president. That's why you have 10 or 11 senators on the Democratic side say do something about energy prices in this country. And that includes tapping the oil preserve, the energy, the emergency oil that we have.
Strategic petroleum. Look. Biden got to 38% approval the old-fashioned way. He earned it. And, he's in a mess right now. And it's a mess somewhat, mostly of his own making, to some degree not. Clearly he's responsible for the way we got out of Afghanistan. He's responsible for where we are at the border. As I say, inflation is complicated because part of it has to do with, you know, shutting the economy down and then starting it up again. But, you know, some of the spending and the huge increase on the demand side, I think he's responsible for. He's in serious, serious trouble. And, you know, we saw that on Election Day last week with, you know, the defeat for Democrats in Virginia and the near defeat, shocking near defeat in New Jersey. Right now, I mean, if the election were held today, I think Democrats would be wiped out in the Senate and the House. They would, you know, we'd have Speaker McCarthy and Senate Majority Leader McConnell. The one thing he's got going for him is he's got time. They're not holding the election now. They're holding it a year from now. So maybe he can get it together. But boy, they say when you're in a hole, stop digging. He's got to stop digging.
Absolutely. And what I think that there's things that happen. The pandemic is not Trump's fault. He gets judged on how he handled it. You have a vaccine. How does it get accelerated out when the presidency changes? The mandate, I think, is the most unnecessary tension-filled part of what Joe Biden did in the defiant way, the way he's doing it. To me, the best way to do it, especially now that kids from 5 to 11, the best way to do it is to say, I need everyone to go to their pediatrician, and I hope they find what our doctors in the federal government have said, that your child is better off with it than not with it. But by soon to demand it, as the mayor of, you probably don't know this, but the mayor of New York City is thinking about demanding every 5 and 11 year old have paperwork to prove they're vaccinated. I want you to hear, and I just want to get your take on that.
Well, you know, the 5 to 11 year olds, that hasn't happened yet. So let's wait and see whether that's mandated. In terms of the country, and look, you and I disagree on this subject.
You're pro-mandate.
I mean, what some people are saying is it should be, and you know, this is a different way of phrasing it, say it's a test mandate, that the mandate is you have to get tested every week. Now, if you get a vaccine, so that's what the mandate is. Now, if you have a vaccine, then you don't have to get tested. You can opt out of the test mandate. But, you know, when you think about it, that's a much smarter way of putting it. You want to go work in a workplace, you have to be tested every week. I mean, look, you and I, you work in New York, I work in Washington. But if we worked in the same city and we were near each other in offices, what right do I have to be protected from you? And the possibility, in other words, your freedom of choice, it's like the old line, you know, that my freedom of my fist ends at the point of your jaw. I can't just go around swinging and hitting people. So I think you would certainly agree that if you're not vaccinated and I am, that you should have to take a test so that you're COVID-free when you come into the office.
I think that if you want to do a testing option, I would think if there's a testing option like we have at Fox, you have a testing option.
Well, they do. For instance, the Biden mandate, what they call the vaccine mandate, has a testing option too. You know, but if we're companies of over 100, you either get the vaccine or. But maybe what it should be called, and maybe this would change, I don't know, probably not, is call it a testing mandate. You have to get tested. Now, if you want to opt out of that, have to get tested, then get the vaccine. So that's the freedom of choice. I actually think that's a pretty smart argument.
Absolutely. I'm tempted. I just want to play Harold Ford talking about the Democratic perspective and just have you answer quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to hear this.
This is not a binary choice. Either you end fossil fuels and pursue a complete green energy platform. If I were in the administration tonight, I would definitely tap the strategic oil reserve, not because it's going to solve the problem, but it sends a message to the world that we're willing to do things to enable ourselves to be sufficient. Two, he should reverse the XL pipeline decision, largely because I think it does the first thing I said, that it signals to the world how serious we are. And if you think about that pipeline, it's transporting that heavier crude, which we can refine here down in the Gulf. Three, I'd modernize our pipelines here in the country. We have to. Again, we're not saying we don't believe that green energy is the future, but we have to sustain ourselves now.
And he just, what the series of things that he could do to start to attack this problem and send a message that they're working towards it, I thought that he was brilliant in just outlining that while still being a Democrat and not alienating.
Yeah, actually, I'd never heard that before. I think that's smart as can be. I mean, on the other hand, you had John Kerry, the climate czar in Glasgow, saying there'll be no coal in 2030. There's going to be coal in 2030. And I believe in climate change. I believe that there's a human component to it. And I think we do have to transfer off, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be complicated. Yep. There are a lot of people in industry, so we've got to have – it's not just a mandate. It's got to be a plan to get from here to there quickly. My guess on Sunday, vaccine mandates, we're going to have Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas, who is one of the people suing Joe Biden over his vaccine mandate. And we're going to have the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy, and our power player of the week, Winsome Sears, the lieutenant guy. Have you talked to her?
Not yet.
She is fascinating. Let me tell you, this woman, if she were a stock, I'd invest in her because she ain't going to finish. She's not stopping in Lieutenant Governor of Virginia.
I hear you. Chris Wallace, great to have you. Congratulations on the Panetta Award.
Whatever that is, right?
No, but Leon, he's the best. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Then the nation's premier historian, perhaps, H.W. Brands, on our first Civil War. And it's not the one I talk about.
Freedom speaks for itself, and we wouldn't have it without you.
Thank you for serving our country and being the best Americans you can be.
Happy Veterans Day from the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, team, we landed the contract.
Yes. Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
Front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There's so many things we buy that we never seem to use and are just not a worthwhile purchase in the long run. You might want to think twice before making money mistakes like purchasing online subscriptions. Track the ones you have and actually use and ditch the others. And many times getting extended warranties costs more than they're worth. And you might want to rethink having expensive exercise equipment. If you want a new stationary bike, you might consider buying one used. And how about that costly gym membership? Or buying over-the-top camping or specialized sports equipment. Do you really need them? And snapping up baby care stuff. New parents might want to talk with veteran moms or dads who will tell you which items they loved and used and which never left the box. And you might love appliances and kitchenware, but don't be suckered into buying single-use appliances that look promising on TV infomercials but might wind up only taking up counter space. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Alex Boylan of the new series on Amazon's IMDb TV, The College Tour. The series offers high school students the opportunity to check out colleges and universities around the country from the comfort of their own home.
Every school is so different down to the people, the culture, you know, the location. And so we just try to bring all that into a story that people can absorb.
The show aims to help families cut down the cost of visiting colleges in person.
The financial outlay for the average family to go outside of their state or outside, it's like $2,500, a lot of money for them to go and like check out a new school. And so we feel like this series is allowing, whether it's the students to watch it on their phone or parents to sit back and watch it on their television screens, tour the country, right?
The College Tour Season 2 is streaming now on IMDb TV and is available on the College Tour app and website. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amudarya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Special thanks to everybody that's been supporting the president and freedom fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and the battle to save America's soul. It opened up number three in the New York Times list. Paul McCartney in another book I didn't hear of, Immune Compromised or something like that. Well, whatever. Paul McCartney and I have a long rivalry, so this just is another vicious chapter. No, but I appreciate all the support last night in Madison, Connecticut. What a great town. It feels like it was cut out of colonial America. Bunch of fantastic people. Thank goodness the weather was good. It's a great bookshop, but there's not a room for hundreds of people. I think we sold hundreds of books. Everyone was in a good mood. We took pictures with everybody. It was a great time. Tonight I'll be in Doylestown. I think it's Pennsylvania. It looks like it's sold out. But if you call the store, they will take your order and I can customize it. I'll get there early and fill it out for you. So at least you'll have the book, being that every other gift in America is stuck on a ship outside Los Angeles or Long Beach on the West Coast. And then Friday I'll be in Albany. Please try to join me there. Just find it all on BrianKilmeade.com.
My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
It's
a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive benefits.
Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, time to put this country in perspective. I don't know if you saw the New York Times. I think it was on Monday. They said the 1619 Project that caused so much controversy ended up being a curriculum. Now they're coming out with a book, the 1619 book, to prove to everybody, in case you were not won over yet, that America was born in 1619, not 1776. H.W. Brands would probably like to take on that premise. He's a history professor at the University of Texas at Austin, best-selling author, and his latest book is Our First Civil War, Patriots and Loyalists in the American Revolution. H.W. Brands, welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Good to be back with you.
Congratulations. This is an unbelievable premise. It's so cool. What prompted you to make you feel like this area was ripe for you?
Well, most people know of the American Revolution as a time when Americans rose up, demanded, and won their independence from Britain. But the story is more complicated than that. Americans first had to decide among themselves whether they wanted independence or not. And in fact, this question split Americans. And there were those who said, yes, independence. But what that meant was forsaking the country of their birth and taking up arms against it. That's a big deal. That's a big decision. Others said, no, we need to stick with Britain. The British Empire has been good for us, and it needs fixing. Yeah, but it doesn't need overthrowing.
So it was patriot against loyalist, and exactly. It sometimes divided families. For example, Benjamin Franklin's family.
Oh, so this is a very poignant example, because Benjamin Franklin, first of all, he was a very unlikely rebel. He was extremely successful within the British Empire, and he was 70 years old when all this happened. But he decided enough is enough, time to get out. His son, William Franklin, successful in his own right, said, no, Dad, I'm not going with you. And Benjamin Franklin was very hurt by this. He was quite pained by the fact that his son would choose Britain over him personally. For Benjamin Franklin, it became a personal thing, and it tore the family apart.
Just one of the things that did it, when you look at the reasons, first off, that even brought this question up, you see a slow simmer. Can you outline the series of events that had people like Jefferson and Madison and Monroe and Washington and Benjamin Franklin and Alexander Hamilton say, we have no choice, we have to fight for our freedom?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I do in the book is to connect the personal lives of individuals with the political context that they live in. And it became a very personal choice. And so you could look at individuals, and you wouldn't necessarily be able to predict that this one is going to become a rebel, that is a patriot, and this one is going to remain a loyalist, that is, oppose independence. But the big story is that the American colonies, American English colonies, were founded at the beginning of the 17th century. And for about 150 years, the British government left them pretty much on their own. Americans got used to the idea of running their own affairs. They developed this strong individualistic streak. And when the British government decided in the 1760s to tighten up the administration, to tell the Americans more of what they couldn't do, and then the things that they must do, like paying taxes that they hadn't paid before, then this individualistic streak came out, and Americans basically said, you know, we want to run our own affairs. And that's sort of the most straightforward way of explaining all of this. Now, again, there are other people who said, this doesn't warrant a war. Let's just work on the political situation in Britain, and maybe we can change the minds of the British government. But those who became patriots, Washington, Jefferson, Adams, the whole bunch, they said, sorry, it's gone too far. We must have our own country.
And they would fight. And it's just hard to think, talking to H.W. Brands now, hard to imagine. So you're going to take on the world's superpower, the largest army, the best navy, and you're going to try to beat them without any experienced army or navy. They're going to be militia. And America wasn't even united in the cause.
Well, yeah. And so that last thing you said is the heart of my story. Because John Adams himself, who was probably as good a judge of this as anyone, said that at the outset of the war, only a third of Americans were patriots, that is, firmly in favor of independence. Another third were the loyalists, they said we ought to stick with Britain, and the other third were in the middle. So much of the struggle for American independence was a struggle among Americans. And in fact, the ugliest, the most bitter fighting in the war was not Americans against British, it was Americans against Americans, as often happens in civil wars.
So, H.W., as we start progressing in this war, the British thuggish behavior and the pickup of the oppressive behavior and the savage way in which they fought and would dominate these cities, would that help unite people behind the rebel cause?
So the British, as a government, they had to make a decision. It's a tactical decision, and that is, do we try to crush the rebellion, and so we can defeat the patriots. But if we do that, will we alienate more of that middle ground? So there are political and military decisions that go together in all of this. And similar considerations are happening on the patriot side. So when George Washington was trying to hold his army together at Valley Forge, he was running out of food, and they needed food. They needed stuff to eat. There was food in the surrounding area, but Washington had to be very careful about sending his men out to forage and basically steal the cattle of the people who lived in the area, depriving them of what they needed because it might drive them over to the loyalist side. So this is a reminder that every war is essentially a political contest. Wars begin in politics, they end in politics, and the politics doesn't go away in the middle of the fighting.
The other thing to keep in mind, we had American Indians, the indigenous people. What side are they going to take? And what about the American slave culture? Sadly, slavery was existing mostly in the South. What side would they take? Would British try to take advantage and promise the slaves freedom if they would, in fact, fight for them? And what about the Indians? We know they played a big role in the War of 1812.
Yeah. So this is exactly it. Basically, everybody who was in the American colonies, the new American states, had to make a decision. Which side are you going to choose? The decision was relatively straightforward for the white folks, but for their slaves, where did they fall? They did have to make a decision after the British government offered freedom to those slaves of patriot masters who had crossed the lines and come over to the British side and fight against their former masters. Some slaves took up the offer. Others said, wait, this is too risky. I'm not sure I can trust the British promise. So slaves had to make a choice. The Native Americans, the Indians, they had to make a choice. They had been making choices for 100 years, every time Britain and France went to war. The Indian tribes had to say, well, should we side with the British or should we side with the French? After the end of the French and Indian War, the French were gone, but now all of a sudden they have to decide between the American patriots, the independent movement, and the British loyalists. And some chose one, some chose the other.
After the French-Indian War, what was left? Like, how did that set up the Revolutionary War?
Well, so Americans fought bravely, valiantly, successfully on the side of Britain during the French and Indian War. And they won a big victory, and France was driven out of North America. Now, to people like George Washington, this was a great thing because it would open up the back country of Virginia in the Ohio Valley. And Washington Washington had bought some land out there and expected to settle people on the land, and this was part of his business plan. And then the British decide, no, we're not going to allow that. We're not going to allow sales of land. We're not going to allow any new settlements out in the Ohio Valley. The reason the British did that was they wanted to cut back on their defense spending in the colonies. And they knew that when settlers went out into that region, there would be fights with the Indians. And the soldiers would have to go to the defense of the settlers. So they say, we can prevent this happening by preventing the settlers from going out there. But people like Washington, Benjamin Franklin, owned land out in Ohio. They said, wait a minute, that's what we fought the French for. So we have done our job, and now you're depriving us of the fruits of the victory. So that was one of the first things that caused people like Washington, who, like Franklin, was a really unlikely rebel. He was very successful. He was wealthy. He didn't need this, you know, all of the challenge that would go along with declaring independence, all the risk to his own life. But he concluded at that point that the interests of Britain were no longer the interests of the American colonies. And so the American colonies are going to have to take things into their own hands and declare independence.
So I'm looking at this, and you do say in your research that I was shocked. Washington condemned the Boston Tea Party. Benjamin Franklin condemned it.
So, yes. So the thing is that they saw that this was an act of vandalism that tarnished the cause that they were aiming for. Because one of the things that Washington, Franklin, Jefferson, the rest stated down to the moment of independence is what we are fighting for, what we are standing for here in the American colonies is our rights as Englishmen. And the British government in London is depriving us of those rights. And so we want to maintain the moral high ground. And then when this gang, this mob in Boston, destroys this cargo of millions of dollars worth of tea, that simply makes us all look bad. It allows the British government to say that George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, you are just like those Sons of Liberty mobsters who overthrew the tea.
So interesting. Lastly, never did you think that being a historian would put you in the eye of the storm, and not you personally, but your business. We are rewriting history, reexamining history, and I'm seeing, as in your introduction, I saw the New York Times story that 1619 is not, they weren't content with that project, making it a series to win awards. And then they come out with there's all these things were blatantly untrue, and they told them ahead of time weren't true. Now it's a part of a curriculum, and now we understand it's going to be a book to continue to try to foster a lot of their beliefs. Do you believe that America started in 1619 or 1776?
Well, here's the thing. If you want to know what made America like the rest of the world, focus on 1619, because slavery was common everywhere in the world, and Americans in Virginia in 1619 brought in slaves. So basically, no big deal at the time. If you want to know what made America different, what made America unique, what made America the country it is today, 1776 is your moment, because at that point, Americans say, we're different, here's what we stand for. So the dates are both important, but if you're looking at what makes America unique, what makes America worthy of emulation, 1776 is definitely your year.
If you read the 1619 series, one thing they say is America fought the Revolutionary War to keep slaves because of the Somerset Agreement. The British got rid of it in 1760. There's a problem with that premise, isn't there?
Oh, there's a huge problem. Slavery was still quite legal in most of the British Empire, and the British didn't abolish it for another 60 years. And so the Americans were not fighting to defend slavery. In fact, in the Declaration of Independence, in the original draft, Thomas Jefferson condemned the British for what he said that the British imposition of slavery on the American colonies. So the Founding Fathers all thought slavery was a bad deal, and they thought that it would not fit with republicanism, the new set of values that they're embracing. They couldn't quite figure out how to get rid of it, and that's going to take some time. But if there had been no American Revolution, it's not as though slavery was going to go away. Slavery lasted, as I say, in the British Empire until the 1830s.
And lastly, how do you handle that question? You probably get it quite often, especially when you tackle the colonial era. How could the smartest men maybe in the world at the time not come up with a plan to rid the continent of, or at least the 13 colonies, of slavery, even if they did sunset slave trade?
Well, one of the reasons was that what Thomas Jefferson basically made his trio of rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, was in other formulations, life, liberty, and property. And slaves under that regime were property. So how can you deprive people of property? That was the question. Another question was, how can southern economies, which, as you noted earlier, it was in the southern states that most of the slaves resided, how could they run the southern economies without slavery? Now, they hoped that slavery was on its way out because tobacco, the principal cash crop of the South, was wearing out the soil. And George Washington himself was getting out of the cultivation of tobacco and planting wheat. And that shift would probably by itself sunset slavery, because while tobacco requires a great deal of hands-on cultivation for many months out of the year, wheat is something you just plant in the spring and come back 5 months later and harvest, and that's that. What ended slavery in the North was not a fit of morality, but the changing nature of the economy. And slavery no longer became useful to the Northern economy. People like Washington believed that that same evolution would take place in the South. Now, it didn't, because the cotton gin made cotton profitable in a way that it hadn't been before. But nobody in the 1770s foresaw that.
So interesting. Can you believe what you do for a living would be so much a part of the news?
Oh, well, you know, for somebody who's in the history trade, and by the way, congratulations on your new book, Brian.
Thank you.
But for those of us, you know, who do history, it's great that people are suddenly, again, interested in history. It's a little bit dismaying, though, that the interest derives primarily from politics.
I know.
And can we use history to make a political point?
And I think
is just say it's more complicated than you think.
And hit them with facts, right? I mean, the best thing you could do is say, no, this is what happened, and let people make their judgment. Your book is so important.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you have that in your head.
So that's my approach in my books. That's my approach in my teaching. These are the facts, dear reader, dear student. You make up your own mind on this, but make sure you have the facts before you make up your mind.
I do wake up every day happy to be in this country, and the more I study, the more I am, even though I know we're not perfect. The name of his brand-new book is Our First Civil War, Patriots and Loyalists in the American Revolution. H.W. Brands, is always great to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Brian. Best to you.
Yeah, same to you. 1-866-408-7669. I did leave some time for you, so get on board. We're talking about the Rittenhouse trial. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the president's actions or inactions to turn this inflation rise around and get us back on the self-sufficient energy bandwagon. Can it indeed be the case? Happy Veterans Day to all. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to FoxNewsPodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of the 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unique
Black opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
Is that crazy? The Vice President of the United States meeting with Macron today and his wife, former teacher, I guess. That's another story. But in making an announcement, trying to patch up mend fences after the nuclear deal was cut out from underneath the French and given us, it was a good move. But the way they handled it just showed total amateurism. So she's over there trying to mend fences after the president really did all the work. And then she sits there with a mask on in a small environment coming up with, I don't know, something out of context. But she's putting on a French accent. It's some Bugs Bunny commercial. I mean, what is she doing? Who is she talking to that said that's a good idea? Can you imagine if somebody was introduced, you know, the president or the vice president, and use a fake American accent, kind of mocking it? I don't know. It's crazy. But almost everything she does seems wrong. And she clearly can't trust her instincts. You would think of a former attorney general, the former senator from California, the one who ran for president miserably, terrible organization, then gets picked vice president. She'd be doing this for about a year now. You think about all the speeches she made, you think that she'd have it down instinctively without a script or with a script. But I sit there, I can list all the missteps that she's had. It's job security for Joe Biden. No one's going to push him out knowing that vice president's waiting. I mean, some people say that was with Quayle and Bush 41, but Vice President Quayle was qualified.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.